Now back to Croke Park. I suppose the scene is almost set at this stage and the time for talking almost over. We're going to go back to our analyst, Billy O'Shea. Billy, just talking to you there before we broke for news. The contrasting paths to the final, Cork and Kerry. Cork taking, I suppose, a more scenic route and Kerry taking the direct route as provincial champions. Will that have any bearing on today's game in that, I suppose, Cork have had in many people's minds maybe an easier path to the final?
No, I wouldn't agree with that at all, to be quite honest, Alan, for the simple reason that I think the Monaghan game has brought this Kerry team on leaps and bounds. The six-week break that I initially said wouldn't be a major factor in this team certainly was, and it showed against Monaghan. They were lacking pace, they were lacking match practice. They couldn't get a challenge game up to the Monaghan game, and it showed the day they played Monaghan, because they certainly struggled that day. They got out of jail big time, and it showed then against Dublin that the fact that they only had 2 weeks to prepare for the Dublin game after on the back of a bad performance against Monaghan, came back with what I thought was a very good display, in fairness. You know, it certainly stood to them, and I think that after getting over the Monaghan game with a six-week break has stood to this team no end. So I wouldn't read too much into the fact that we said Cork had the more scenic route. Certainly would have helped Cork, the fact that they got over the likes of Sligo and Louth and not playing well, and then put in a stunning performance against Meath. You know, they're up for it. Kerry have come to form as well. So, you know, it has all the ingredients of being a classic, but I just think being the occasion that it is and being the two teams involved, it's just going to be very tense. I don't think it's going to be a great game of football. I hope I'm wrong, but I just think it's going to be so intense that both teams are going to struggle for a long time before they find their feet.
I think a lot of people would like to see a good quality All-Ireland final. I think the championship this year deserves it. I think it'll be a good way and a fitting end, particularly with the two teams that are meeting now in about 20 minutes' time. Can I just ask you as well, Billy, just with regard to Cork and their performance against Kerry in the Munster final, I mean, in many people's eyes, there was a significant and controversial incident involving Derek Kavanagh there at the end and his effort on goal. And had that ball hit the back of the net, it might have been a completely different scenario, and certainly it would have changed the landscape of the championship for both teams.
Absolutely, and no doubt about it. I thought myself it was a penalty. And no, whether Cork would have scored it or not, we'll never know. But certainly Cork will feel aggrieved that they, you know, they didn't win it. But having said that, the way things have panned out, you know, I think Cork will go into this game knowing that they certainly have a great, great chance today. And talking to an awful lot of people around the place, they're very confident in the camp. They feel that this Kerry team is there for the taking. And rightly so. I mean, the way Cork have performed over the last 4 weeks, you certainly have to give them a fighting chance. And as you mentioned there, Alan, they certainly should have won the Munster final if decisions had gone their way. It's going to be interesting to see what way it pans out.
It will. I see Kerry are after taking the pitch there. Billy, can I just ask you, you're on the ground there and having a look around. Yeah. There was much made during the week about the whole ticket situation. I know the frenzy down in Kerry was something to behold, with people looking for tickets right up until the last minute last night. But there was talk during the week that there would be a few empty seats in Croke Park. How's the stadium looking at the moment?
Yeah, I'm just looking around here now, and you know what? It's not 100% full by any manner of means. And I know that there was an awful lot of talk around the place that fellas from abroad would be trying to get back here and whatever. And I know two fellas over in New York, Podge and Brian Freeman, they were trying to get back as well. In fairness, them loyal supporters of Kerry. And they were saying that the ticket situation over there was very tight as well, which normally isn't the case. But looking around the place, Alan, here, in fairness, it's the premium level seems to be very, I wouldn't say overly full, you know, it's half full. Which, you know, is disappointing. If it turns out that this place does not fill capacity, given the amount of, we'll say, hassle down at home during the week for people looking for tickets and all. And look, an All-Ireland final, you're always going to be looking for tickets.
Yes.
But this year was a big frenzy at home. And I was saying all week that, look, it's only between Cork and Kerry that the frenzy will be. Once you get up to Dublin, you're bound to find a few tickets. And, you know, there was a few floating around right this morning. But not as much as I thought, to be quite honest. And seeing around the place, it's not overly full yet. I know it's only what? It's 3:10. And look, we still have another 10 minutes. It'll probably fill up all right. But, I mean, the frenzy this year was as bad as I've seen now in a long, long time.
Yeah, there really was.
I wouldn't like to be in the county board this week.
No, I think they certainly had their fill of it this week in terms of everything from the scheme tickets and trying to get all the clubs looked after as well. But it's a good complaint to have, and there's many counties around the country that have put up with that sort of thing. So,
well, I think the fact that the minors weren't playing as well was a big drawback, because they would have got 3,000 extra tickets, which might have alleviated the pressure on the county board. But with the minors losing, and you're stuck with, I think it was 10,000 tickets they got. For an 80,000 stadium, in my mind, is reckless anyway, but I mean, that's my own opinion.
Just looking at, maybe before we do have to take one more break before we take up commentary, Billy. The referee for today's game, Meathman David Coldrick, what do you know about him, and were you pleased or displeased by his appointment for the game?
Well, to be honest, I don't know an awful lot about him. I know he's a young lad. It doesn't really matter who is going to referee this game. You definitely need an outsider, for the simple reason that somebody who would be local to both these teams might know the history involved, might know that there's certain personalities that don't clash or don't get on very, very well. And certainly that's going to be a big problem. I'm told he's the first Mead man, since Paddy Kavanagh in 1985 to be involved in an All-Ireland final, which I don't know, was that premeditated or not, but the fact that it's an outside man and doesn't probably know the history between the two player or the two teams, it might stand that he might just leave the game flow. He's not going to be focusing on certain personalities and all that, and that might be a good thing. I'm hoping that he'll leave the game flow, because I just think, as I said earlier, it might be a very, very tense occasion here this evening. And if the referee is willing enough to leave the game flow and say, look lads, cut it out, I know there's a bit of banter between the two of you, let's move on, let's play a bit of football, he might just be the key to leave this game flowing. And, I'm hoping that he is, Alan, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think he's the type of referee, I think, that does talk to the players and explains things to them, rather than just making decisions and running off and leaving the players wondering why they were made,
Well, absolutely, and I tell you, as a player before, the best thing you can ever do is go into a match knowing that the referee will say to you, hi, I know you, cut it out, let's play football. And the player will actually respect the referee in that respect, and he's not going to be acting the maggot. He's going to go out and say, right, the ref knows who I am, I'm not going to get murdered here, let's play football, and away we go. And there's an awful lot to be said, you will say, for, like, let's take the rugby code. I mean, you can hear what the referee is saying, and there's a fierce level of discipline in rugby, which I think could be brought into Gaelic games as well. And, it might be something to take on board.
Certainly is. Thank you very much indeed, Rupert. Well, the time has come. The time for talking is over, and it's time now to go to Croke Park for live coverage of what is a unique and historic occasion, the meeting of Kerry and Cork for the first time in an All-Ireland football final. Your coverage is brought to you today live on Radio Kerry, thanks to Ahern's, Castle Island, Kerry's main BMW dealer. We now go live there and join our commentary team analysing the action this afternoon is Uisce Fogarty. And firstly, we join Gary O'Sullivan, our match commentator, and I'd like to wish Gary the very best of luck in calling his first All-Ireland senior football final. Gary, over to you.
Thanks very much, Alan. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Croke Park, a dry Croke Park at the moment, thankfully. And it was very showery here, as we said, all morning, and definitely around the lunchtime mark, 1 o'clock, 1:30. But thankfully, it's very dry at the moment, and the skies are clear as you join us. And if you're not in the... if you haven't the ability of having your TV screen in front of you, let me tell you that both sides are lining up, and we are waiting for the arrival of Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Mary McAleese, and Uachtaráin Cumann, Luke Lascaille, Nicky Brennan as well. This year, I think it's a bit of unusual. I haven't seen before where they are lined up there. Every one of the players directly looking at the Sam Maguire Cup. It's up on a pedestal right in front of us. They're all staring at it, the Kerry players and the Cork players as well. And just as we speak, we'll pause for just a little second for the presidential salute for Mary McAleese. So the president will make her way to her left, and she'll first of all meet Derek Kavanagh. He's the Nemo Rangers man, of course, the captain. The sun has begun to shine here, Uisce, now, and let us say to people that are not here, it's not a full Croke Park.
Yes, indeed, Gary, it's not a full Croke Park. There's a good few MTCs scattered all along the Hogan Stand and the way down to our right behind the canal going here. It's not a full Croke Park, but one thing about it, there is not even a whisper of a breeze. The sun is shining down brilliantly in Croke Park. It's all set for what promises to be a cracking, historic All-Ireland final. It's very, very strange, I must say, after seeing Kerry playing all the finals in 55, and from my own opinion, to see Cork lining up in front of Kerry is something we've never seen before. They have played 99 times. Kerry have won 62 occasions. 99 occasions they have met between league and championship. And Kerry have won 62. Cork have won 27. And they have drawn 7. There was 2 objections, would you believe? And there was 1 game abandoned. Whenever that was, I don't know.
1890, I think.
It was probably down in the cricket field in Killarney or somewhere like that, way back when things were very bad. But it's a very unique occasion, Gary. Very unique. And all the people scattered all around the world listening to us on the internet, we hope that they enjoy it. And of course, for the Kerry people listening, they'll be hoping that Kerry will win. Declan O'Sullivan introducing his players, and will that man step into history today? If Kerry win today, he'll be the first Kerry man to captain Kerry to 2 consecutive All-Ireland finals, would you believe, since Dick Fitzgerald in 1913-14. What history awaits that young man?
Well, no changes on either side from what we have been told. Let me tell you that Anthony Lynch is an official Cork substitute. He's not on the programme, but he's wearing number 31. We've watched him going in. He has done a warm-up, and he has gone in wearing number 31. So Anthony Lynch is togged out. Strong rumours that James Masters would not start at the moment. The way we're looking at it, James Masters is out there. He's wearing number 13, and he has met the president. Let's quickly run through the Cork team for you. Alan Quirk in goal, Michael Shields, Graham Canty and Kieran O'Connor. A half-back line of Noel O'Leary, Ger Spillan and John Miskela. Centre field, Derek Kavanagh, the captain, and Nicholas Murphy. It's Conor Murphy, Pearce O'Neill and Kevin McMahon. And it's James Masters, Michael Cusson and Dunica O'Connor. For Kerry, as they begin to parade around the Artane band, Dermot Murphy in goal, the holder of 2 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship medals and 2 All-Stars. Mark O'Shea wears number 3. Also 2 All-Ireland Senior Football medals, 2 County Senior Football Championships, a Munster All-Star, a Munster club and an All-Star. Fullback Tom O'Sullivan of Rathmore, 3 All-Ireland Senior Football medals for Tom, 3 County Senior Football Championships, 2 National Football Leagues and 2 All-Stars. Padraig Reedy from Scartaglin wears number 4, 1 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship for him, and 1 Junior International Rules from 2004. Tomás O'Shea of Ungoeltacht wears number 5, 3 All-Ireland Senior Football medals to his credit. 1 All-Ireland under 21 in football. Munster Club, 2 All-Stars, Player of the Year in 2004 and Texaco Award also from the same year. Aidan O'Mahony, Rathmore's at centre-back, the holder of 2 All-Ireland Senior Football Championships, 2 National Leagues, an All-Star, and last year's RTE Man of the Match. At wing-back, wearing number 7 is Killian Young from Renard. He is an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship medal, a National League medal, and a Munster Club and a Munster Senior Football Championship as well. Dara O'Shea at midfield, the man from the Gaeltacht, the holder of 4 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, 2 All-Ireland under 21s, a Railway Cup, 2 All-Stars, International Rules, 2 County Senior Football Championships as well. Seamus Scanlon is at midfield with him from Curragh. An All-Ireland Senior Football Championship for Seamus and the National Football League. Paul Galvin from Finug is at 10. The holder of 2 All-Ireland medals, 1 County Senior Hurling Championship medal, 3 Munster Senior Football Championships and an All-Ireland Junior. Declan O'Sullivan of Drummond Pearce is at 11. 2 All-Ireland Senior Football Championships for Declan and then 2 National Football Leagues. Owen Brosnan is at 12. He also has 2 All-Ireland Senior Footballs and 2 National Football Leagues. Cullum Cooper is at 13. 2 All-Ireland medals as well. 3 All-Stars, Texaco Player of the Year 2004, Kieran Donaghy at full forward, an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, a National Football League, an All-Star and Player of the Year last year, and Brian Sheehan wears number 15 from St Mary's, 2 All-Irelands for Brian, a National League, 3 County Senior Football Championship medals, and our substitutes of course this afternoon, Kieran Crinan of Dr. Crokes, Micheál Quirk of Cairns O'Rahilly, Sean O'Sullivan of Cremorne, Mossy Lyons of Desmond's, Darren O'Sullivan of Glenbeglin Carr, Mike Frank Russell from Lown Rangers, Daniel Bohan from Austin Sex, Paul O'Connor from Kenmare, Ronan O'Flaherty from Gaeltacht, Kieran O'Leary of Dr. Crokes, Tommy Griffin of Dingle, Ronan Hussey of Sneem, Dunica Walsh of Cremorne, Tommy Walsh of Cairns O'Rahilly's, and last but not least, Declan Quill, also of Cairns O'Rahilly's. We see the sun has begun to shine here. Conditions are ideal at the moment, and that I think argues well for Kerry anyway.
Yeah, conditions are absolutely perfect. It's going to be a cracking game. A lot is going to depend on the midfield battle. Darragh O'Shea breaking down O'Keefe's record of championship appearance for Kerry. Darragh O'Shea going out, lining out for Kerry for the 67th time today. A fabulous record. The great Dan O'Keefe, the goalkeeper, right out 66 times. How is he going to fare against Nicholas Murphy? What's going to happen to two full forwards, Kieran Donnelly and Michael Cousins? Where will they play? Will they start at full forward and then move out? And Cullum the Gooch Cooper. I am prophesying now, my own opinion, that Kerry, if they get enough ball into Cooper, Kerry will win the game and Cooper will be man of the match. I have been watching him in training. He has been absolutely scintillating in training. Who'll mark him? Will it be Graham Canty? We'll have to wait and see. It's going to go down to the wire. There's an awful lot of ifs and buts. And Michael Diggins from upstate New York wishes the Diggins family of North Kerry the very best of luck. And to Kevin Mohana and Keith O'Shea out in Singapore, you're listening. And the best of luck from your dad and mam, Owen and Sheila O'Shea. Kevin Mohana and Porter.
Right then, we're ready for the playing of Raoul Ronavy in our Tame Boys band. And it's going to be sung by Elaine Canning. She's born in Dublin but living in Cork. For the 2007 Senior Football Championship Final, Kerry versus Cork, first time ever in the history of the Gaelic Athletic Association. Not quite sure who won the toss, but Kerry will defend Hill 16 at the start. Our referee is David Goldrick. He's a Meath man. He's the first Meath man in a long, long time since Paddy Kavanagh in 1985 to referee an All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Not a whole pile of positional changes, let me tell you. And looking down, it's as you were. And in fact, Tomás O'Shea has gone in centre half back for Kerry. Aidan O'Mahony goes to right half back. That is the first positional switch. And David Goldrick is about ready to throw the ball in. Umpires are in position. Linesmen are in position. And we're in position exactly on Harper's Tree. We're off and running. And the first break goes to Cork and to Nicholas Murphy. And he drives the ball low inside. And it's nicely gathered there by Dunnick O'Connor. Ball transferred inside. Held up nicely inside there by Mark O'Shea. And Mark is fouled. First free out and he gives it to Tomás. Tomás for Declan, long ball for Declan. Jerse Balan might have the legs for it. Who has the legs? Breaks from the two of them. Brian Sheehan goes in front. Brian is beaten by Michael Shields. Michael from St. Finbar's in front of the Cusick standover. The sun now begins to shine here in Croke Park. That ball is taken from Michael Cusson. Well, by Tom Sullivan in the middle of the field. This is Seamus Scanlon. Gives it back here now again. And this is Dara. Dara long ball for Paul Galvin. Wins the first one comfortably ahead of John Miskala. Paul Galvin, low little ball to Brian Sheehan, who's gone roving, but leaves the ball after him, touches on the ground. Hectic start, Rishi.
Hectic start by a lot of slipping, a lot of players falling at the moment, Gary. You'd expect that because the grass is very, very slippery. Lot of nerves out there.
Mark O'Shea gives it now to Aidan O'Mahony. As we said, he's wearing number 6, but he's playing a right half back. Tomás has gone in the middle. This is Dara straight into the hands of Michael Shields. Michael Shields transfers it on here now and gives it to Kevin McMahon. McMahon, ball in long inside. Padraig Reedy goes out for the first ball. It's gone off the scat to Glenman. It's going to be a line ball, and Padraig Reedy is directly on James Masters, reaching inside in that corner.
Yes, indeed. Masters is the man. Masters is the top scorer this year for the championship, would you believe? He scored 3 goals and 27 points.
Dunnick O'Connor drives the ball along inside for big Michael Cusson. 6'7", brings it down, leaves it after him though, and Tom O'Sullivan nips in there, and Tom the Rathmore man has come out and fouled. Psychologically, Weishi, Tom Sullivan has won the first two
he
balls.
He has won, yeah. Cusson's they're leaving Cusson's side full foul. The high ball went into him, he just dropped it.
Owen Brosson beaten to that ball by the wing back, that's Noel O'Leary. This is long ball driven in by Derek Kavanagh. Inside for Masters. Can he get to it? The answer to that is he can. Stepping off him a little bit is Padraig Reedy. High into the clouds. Does not go a whole pile of distance. Up will go Custon. He leaves it in fact to P. O'Neill. That's Pierce O'Neill. Pierce to centre forward. Fouled free into Cork. And the opening score should come from this one.
Yes, indeed. Pierce O'Neill. The big high ball came in. Dropped the 21. Remember that Cork are attacking the railway goal here. He's going to kick this from just under Hill 16. Hill 16 dotted with red and white and green and gold jerseys. This will be the opening point for Cork by Pierce O'Neill because he was pulled and dragged. Billy Morgan is just after leaving his seat. Pat O'Shea standing with his hands behind his back since the game began.
Well, the free lined up. James Masters is the man to take it just in front of the Hill 16, and it's a colourful Hill 16. They've all mixed together, the Cork fans and the Kerry fans. And here comes Masters. It should be the opening score of the game, and it is. James Masters, after 2.5 minutes, Cork lead 1-0.
James Masters has another point on his total of 327. He's now scored 328, and the sun is shining right into Dermot Murphy's eyes. The blazing sun shining down on top of Hill 16. The red and white and the green and gold, it was never before seen in an All-Ireland scene of football final. We're seeing something we're seeing unique, and the two big full forwards are staying inside full forward at the moment.
Well, the Galway Miners have taken their seat to stand. Great win by them, 1-10 to 1-9. Late goal they got to win the minor final. Seamus Scanlon goes up high, leaves the ball after. Was a touch on the ground by Kevin McMahon. Referee gives him the benefit of the doubt, and away goes Aidan O'Mahony. O'Mahony long, first high one for Donaghy. Donaghy well shepherded from it there by fullback Graham Canty. It ends up in the hands of Alan Quirk, and he gives it outside to John Miskelle, but it's gone astray, and Paul Galvin nips in nicely. Paul in the corner flag between the Hogan and between the canal in. Paul gives a lovely little dinking pass back to Donaghy, back to Paul Galvin, but from a very, very tight angle, it's got the first wide for Kerry.
Yeah, but it was a lovely little bit of play. The ball came out and went to Paul Galvin. He tried to sell a few dummies. He tried to get inside his man right from the 21 metre line, failed to do it. He'll give a little dinky pass inside to Donaghy, a low little pass. Donaghy gave the return pass very quick. Paul Galvin just darted through two men, and he just kicked the ball with his left leg, but he wasn't ready. He wasn't steadying himself. Pulled the wall wide in his own side. Remember that Kerry are attacking the canal goal. Colum Cooper playing right corner forward. Brian Sheehan playing left corner forward. And all players are remaining at the moment in the positions they were chosen in.
Here comes Alan Quirk with the kick out. The Valley Rovers goalie out to a congested midfield. Maybe Dara gave a shout, but Seamus Scanlon didn't hear him. Gathered back there by Conor McCarthy. McCarthy now gives the ball. It's gone to Derek Kavanagh, the midfielder. Great step by both sides. Mark O'Shea punches it from his opponent very well there. Well done by Mark O'Shea. Long ball into the middle. Nicholas Murphy gathers it again. So far, Cork have got the breaks around the midfield. We're only 4 minutes gone, though. This ball is driven long inside to the corner where it should be Tom Sullivan's. He has the legs ahead of Michael Cusson. Coming out again, that's ball number three. Tom Sullivan is one off him. Pass goes astray, looking for Paul Galvin. Didn't find him. Back to Cusson. Cusson gives it outside. Pass gone astray. Kevin McMahon. Aidan O'Mahony steps in, coming into the midfield now. He's playing a right half back. Aidan O'Mahony, great 40-yard run by last year's man of the match from the All-Ireland final. Gives it now to Owen Brosnan. Remember, he got the first score against Dublin. That was well blocked by Noel O'Leary. Again into Aidan O'Mahony, who's way up the forward line. He's in a shooting position. Is this the first score for the Kingdom? Great kick by Aidan O'Mahony after 4.5 minutes. The Kingdom are off to their first score.
Yeah, great score by Aidan O'Mahony, the Ratmore man. A driving, piercing run right into the half of the Cork defence. He gave the ball to Owen Brosnan kicked it very fast. The ball rebounded back to Mahoney, and Mahoney went right through the man from Ratmore. I was talking to his two sisters this morning, and they were very, very nervous, but they say he don't be a bit nervous before the games. He got the rebound and he went right through from outside the 21, kicked the ball over the bar. There's a yellow balloon floating all around Cork Park. Aidan Mahoney's down injured at the moment. There's two or three people going all around him. It's 1 point to Cork, 1 point to Kerry. Aidan O'Mahony's pointed level it, and the yellow balloon has gone right over to the Hogan stand. Gary,
the switch ratio, I suppose we spoke about it. Tomas O'Shea moves from the very start from right to centre half back. It was a move that I suppose it has caught guessing really from defence. They don't know what to expect, do they?
Yeah, that's a bit of an unusual move. People didn't expect that indeed, Gary, but the one thing about it is all the 15 players appear to be staying in their old position, so you haven't a swarming game at the moment. Mahoney's alright at the moment, and he trundles back to his own position.
Well, he's going back to the right half back position where he meets Kevin McMahon from Carbery Rangers. I spoke to their chairman this morning, John Murphy. He's of course the man for my own club. Well, he's the chairman of Carbery Rangers down there, and he says if the Rebels beat us, he said they'll have to pull out of Cork. That's what the Carbery Rangers chairman says. Darrow O'Shea leaves the ball after him. Derek Kavanagh gets the right belt of his shoulder in the middle of the field. Declan O'Sullivan grabs this one. Gunned down, momentarily injured is the Kerry captain, but he's up and about and he's okay again. And Dara cross now for Donaghy. Donaghy and Canty. Up they go. Who's won it? Well, Donaghy has won it. Well, a free out, says referee Dave McCormick. He fouled Graham Canty.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Gary, it was 6-1 and a half dozen at the other. The high ball came in and Canty and Danny Winfrey, there were a bit of pulling and dragging. Who's going to get there first? The ref gave the free out.
This is John Miskela getting away from Paul Galvin. Gives it outside you now to Kevin McMahon. McMahon again, Soling with the left, punch it with the right. Did he foul the ball? He did indeed. Foul there by Kevin McMahon. He's got off to a very nervous start in the half-hour line. Declan O'Sullivan wants to take it quickly. And now Colm Cooper is way outside the 45-metre line, almost, well, 60 yards outside from goal. They're playing a two-man full forward line, and that's Brian Sheehan and Kieran Donaghy. Now Colm looking up. Owen Brosnan wants it high. He decides to go for the pace of Donaghy. Has he got that pace again? Shouldered off it, nice and easily, by Graham Canty. And Canty has done well in the first couple of balls that's gone in there. Now he sees how good can Paul Galvin take the shoulder. Canty still coming out and wins a free out.
Gary, the one thing about that ball between Canty and Donaghy, Canty beat him very easy for it. The ball was ringing to the corner flag. Canty and Donaghy went. Donaghy was in front of him. Canty passed him out, got the ball and cleared it very, very easy. Ominous there.
Yeah, 7.5 minutes gone. A point apiece if you've just joined us. James Masters from a free and Aidan O'Mahony from play. They're the opening scores of this semi-final, this final of 2007. Back with the action is Kevin O'Connor, the Ahada man. Gives it outside to Jerse Balan from Ballygarvan. Gets away from Colm Cooper. Gives it again to Kieran O'Connor, the cornerback who's continuing his run. High challenge there by Owen Brosnan. The referee load this one, play gives on. And in fact, the referee says, slow it down, lads, because I'm going to have a little word here with Owen Brosnan. And that's what he's going to do. Probably a black book, we should.
Yeah,
really,
that's
been
a black book. It's 1-1 to yellow at all. But getting back to Canty, Danny Din. Canty won the ball and made a great clearance, a great driving clearance by the Cockman.
Yeah, Jerse Balan, the ref didn't even give him the black book. High ball again. Little bit of a tug there by Tom Sullivan. He has his hands full and big cussing. Free in, says referee David Goldrick. And, well, he's 6'7" and he's a hard man to deal with in the air. And those frees, I suppose we should some says they're bound to come because he's a hard man.
And another thing that's after developing is Cork have now gone back to playing the high ball to Cousins because they're learning from the Munster final. Cousins gave Tom Sullivan a lot of problems in the Munster final in Killarney the day that we beat Cork.
Yeah.
And there's three high balls have gone in already. Tom Sullivan has won one, Cousins has dropped another one, and now Cousins has been fouled for the third one. So they're definitely playing the high ball into Cousins. Masters again.
Well, Dunnock O'Connor now to line this one up. Mixed emotions in the Belly Desmond club, no doubt, today. If you're tuned in, I hope you're all well down in Belly Desmond. Dunnock O'Connor has put the Cork back in front again. 9 minutes exactly gone in Croke Park, 2-1.
Yeah, Dunnock O'Connor, the man from Belly Desmond, lovely free by him. I was up in his father's pub there last Friday, and I can tell you the father is a Kerry man. There was fairly nervous up there, and he was saying to me, he said, well, he said, I'm a Kerry man, he said, but I'll have to cheer for my son. And Dunnock put that straight and through off the bar.
Oh, Tom Sullivan gave a very, very, well, I was going to say poor pass. He took the quick free from David Murphy, but he got away with it. Very lucky to get away with that one. That was very dangerous in the half-back line there. This over on the far side is, that's Dara, I think. Yes, it is. That's Dara O'Shane. Dara is fouled there, and the referee says, bring it up. He tells Nicholas Murphy to get it back from him, and now I'm looking at Michael Cousin, who's gone away into the full back line. Yes, the full back line. This is our full forward, Kieran Donaghy. Long high ball, should be Alan Quirks. Is the goalkeeper, Colm Cooper, putting him under pressure, and Michael Cousin is back at right corner back to help him. But Quirk goes, gives it outside for Jerse Balan. It might go Kerry's way, and it has. Now Killian Young to Declan. And Declan O'Sullivan trying to make a bit of inroads. Still Declan O'Sullivan. 1-3 course against Dublin. Wins a good free in. This is scoreable, Weishi. Amazing. Cousin is going all over the place, isn't he?
Yeah, that's an amazing thing to see Cousins, the full forward, back around. In actual fact, there were 13 Cork players inside the Kerry 45. Maybe they're beginning to play that little swarming game. And I can tell you, Declan O'Sullivan won a very, very hard free there. Danny got the ball, passed it out, went to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan was tackled left, right, and centre by the Corkman. He went down, and the referee gave him the free. And it's a stop-start game so far. It hasn't got moving. A lot of bad passing in it, and a lot of nervousness there.
Yeah, well, we'll see how Brian Sheehan has seen the shooting boots brought to Croke Park. Brian, first kick in the post for Brian, and over the bar. Brian Sheehan has levelled the match with 10.5 minutes gone, 2 points apiece.
Yes, indeed. Brian Sheehan, the man from St. Mary's Castlevine, shot it straight and through over the bar. Deadly accurate in these frees. And I can see one of the Kerry subs warming up underneath us there. It's Mihal Quick, would you believe, warming up. And there's a few of the subs. But you see that happening a lot lately. Billy Morgan is after leaving his seat. He's standing down now and he's giving directions. And he's saying something to the linesman.
Yeah, he's having a chat with the linesman, Billy Morgan. Here's Alan Quirk to take this kick out. 11 minutes gone, 2 points apiece. Very evenly matched final so far. Out for the middle, up goes Dara. Breaks it into the hands of Michael Cousin. On the overlap, loose man, Nolo Leary. Noel O'Leary now gone inside the 45 minute line. He's confident. What a block by Owen Brosnan. Great block by the Dr. Crokes man. To Stephen, to Seamus Scanlon, to Darrow O'Shea. Darrow O'Shea gives it back to Owen Brosnan again. Well, he followed Noel O'Leary all the way. This is Scanlon, back to Aidan O'Mahony. Coming well out to the middle of the feet. Kerry Fowles moving left, right and centre. High ball for Donaghy. The referee spotted a foul on Brian Sheehan. A long, long way up the field from Michael Shields that pulled him. And a black book being shown to Michael Sheen, but we should that all began from a great block down from Owen Brosnan.
Yeah, great block down back in his own defence, and the ball went away down the field, and when all that was happening, Michael Shields was holding. He was holding Brian Sheehan because there was an awful lot of movement in the Kerry forward line. Big high ball came in. Donaghy went up, caught the ball beautifully. The referee couldn't let the play go on, but he saw Sheehan being fouled away off the ball, and Colm Cooper to Gooch, the Arch and the Voodoo man, is going to tip this over the bar. It's going to be Kerry going to point ahead.
Yeah, well, it's almost dead straight in front of the post, and it is, and Brian Sheehan said to Gooch, you take this one, Colm. And you get on the scoreboard, and he has. 12 minutes gone. Kerry lead 3-2.
Yeah, it's a point by off a free by Brian Sheehan, a point off a free by Colm Cooper, and a point off a play by Aidan O'Mahony, while Donal O'Connor and James Masters, two frees from Cork.
A quick kick out from Alan Crick to Kieran O'Connor now, with John Miskella. Paul Galvin fouls him, and the black book straight away is shown to Paul Galvin, and I think Pat O'Shea maybe saying, cool it a little bit, Paul. Darrow O'Shea reads this one very well. That's good play by the midfielder. And now meets a right up bang of a shoulder from Nicholas Murphy and takes the shoulder. And Pierce O'Neill takes a pop at Darragh, but they walk away from each other. And Darragh says, how are you doing to Michael Cusson just as he's passing him? Nothing malicious in any shape or form in any means. Tomás has this one. Long ball for Donaghy, who's gone walk around Croke Park. Wins the ball ahead of Graham Canty and wins another free and gives it now to Colm Cooper.
Yeah, got a fairly soft free there now, Gavin Fairness. Came out collecting the ball. Granty Canty came behind a soft free.
Quickly taken to Tomás O'Shea. Brian Sheehan was coming to take the play. A two kick to three. Tomás hits it high. How good is he from about 45 yards out? Not successful this time. Left and wide from Tomás.
Yes, indeed. Donaghy took the quick free. Gave it to Tomás. Tomás with the left leg and pulled the ball wide. But at the moment, there's something lacking. Some bit of atmosphere.
Yeah.
There's no flowing moves as such. You can sense a tremendous amount of nervousness coming up from the pitch, coming from all the players. A lot of broken play. And the referee is giving a lot of little incidental fouls, I call them.
Yeah, they're not significant fouls.
No,
at all,
he's stopping up the play a lot.
Quite true. 13 minutes gone, 13 and a half. Alan Quirk, 3-2 to Kerry. Quirk again out for the middle of the field. Seamus Scanlon might go for this one. Darragh gets a left hand into it. Declan O'Sullivan is there as well, and Seamus Scanlon has the break. Seamus to Killian Young. Remember, of course, he set up that goal for Declan against Dublin. High ball for Donaghy, up into the clouds, broken down. Who's there? Brian Sheehan is there for a while, but it's gone into the hands of John Miskell. Good defending by the wing back. This now is Graham Canty. Canty and Donaghy are having a right old battle after 13 minutes. Here now is Conor McCarthy. Connor to Jerse Bilan. Jerse Bilan outside again to John Miskella. Miskella gives it now to Kevin McMahon. McMahon decides to drive it inside for Masters. And it's gone into the hands of Dunnock O'Connor. Coming through is Kevin McMahon. Dunnock O'Connor, Mark O'Shea staying with him, gives it outside out to Conor McCarthy. Conor McCarthy looking up. He'll see Noel O'Leary's all in his own out in the right wing, but they haven't spotted him. John Miskella taking on Paul Galvin. Gives it now to James Masters. Sticking tight to him is Paul de Greedy. That's a high kick into nowhere, really. Up goes Declan O'Sullivan, who's gone away. Back to the ball, is broken aside to Michael Cusson. Referee has spotted something. The black book has been shown there to Mark O'Shea, and it's a free in to Cork.
Larry, I just said a few minutes ago there, he's given various incidental frees. On both sides now,
yeah.
I criticised him a while ago for giving a free to Kerry. Now he's after giving one to Cork. Mark O'Shea went for the ball there. In honesty now, it was a very little incidental. It wasn't a foul. And Mark O'Shea is kind of saying, what happened? What was that for, ref? What did I do there? And rightly so. So what I'm saying is, it's a stop-start game so far. But Kerry have had the best of it, but they haven't been getting the scores on the board, even they have had most possessions. Cork are hanging in there with the frees.
Yeah, they are, and Dunnock O'Connor should point this one. It would be his second point of the afternoon. It's 3-2. It should be 3-3. There's 15 minutes gone, and it is 3-3. Dunnock O'Connor with point number two for him. But more significantly, I suppose, we should Cork's all 3 points so far from pace balls. Nothing from play yet.
Nothing from play, but every time they go up the field, Kerry seem to be giving away a freeze, but incidental freeze. And Cork haven't kicked any wide forces since the game began. And that'll tell you, Kerry have had most of the play now, but still in all, there is something lacking up around the full forward line. But maybe it is the Cork defence, because Canty's looking very good at the moment.
Cusson is way out midfield on his own. Tom Sullivan is now spreading the play, and they're trying to keep it away from Cusson. That's it, he's got out as an extra midfielder. Bit of climbing there, I thought, by Nicholas Murphy, and well spotted by David Goldrake. There was certainly climbing, might have been on Killian Young, but I'm not sure, but it was definitely one of the Kerry players anyway. And now Darragh gives it to Declan. not really had a run at the Cork defence yet, and he will before this game is over. And maybe this is the first one. Declan trying to get inside Jerz Bilan. Paul Galvin popping up on the left-hand side, and Paul Galvin has sent it left and wide. That's Kerry's third wide of the afternoon.
Yeah, and Paul Galvin's second wide, and he kicked the first one from this side, the other one from the left-hand side, and Declan O'Sullivan got the ball, tried to go around his man, slipped a little bit, couldn't go around, passed the ball out to call to Paul Galvin, and the Finnoog man rushed his shot again, rushed it very quick, and kicked it wide on his own side, which will give you the impression and give you the idea that he rushed his shot. He didn't give it the true chance that it needed. Very stop-start game, as I say so far. Kerry not clicking so far.
Not clicking. Sean Gainey out having a word with Pat O'Shea. Pat's still staring into Croke Park, but he knows Sean Gainey's behind, whispering into his ear. Up goes Owen Brosnan. Gets it from Michael Cousin. Gives it to Scanlon. Again a high ball for Quirkin Gooch. Gooch flicks it. Oh, that's a class goal. If there was ever a class goal, out came Alan Quirk. Why did he do it? And the Gooch flicked it into an empty net.
Yes, indeed. The big high ball came in. It landed in the square. It went up between Gooch and his men, and the goalkeeper, Alan Quirk, made an awful blunder. Left his line, shouldn't have done so. Just got out when Gooch arrived in the scene so far. Gooch with a little flick of the right hand over his head and into the back of the net. A lovely, beautiful little flick. Whatever brought Alan Quirk out there, I don't know. But I just said before the game that Gooch is like a razor in training, and he got in between the two of them, and Kerry go ahead 1-3 to 3 points.
Well, he definitely did that in this year as well. When he did it, I can't remember, but he did it, I'm not sure, between Dr. Crokes and between Kerry. But I remember Colm Cooper getting a goal like that this year. He flicked a ball into net and the goalkeeper came out. I think, in actual fact, if my memory serves me right, Rishi, it was the day in Parnell Park, wasn't it, in the league?
You're right, that's right. The very same day, one of the goals, a high ball came in Parnell Park, and he flicked it into the back of the net. The very same day.
Yep.
And two more very easy frees there now. Dar O'Shea was pulled for foul in the Cockman, and there's another foul after being committed just inside here. So if you were keeping the tally of the frees today, and they're all very incidental frees, with the result that the game is definitely not moving. Cooper's goal there, just after Brighton up the whole scene here. Kerry lead 1-3 to 3 points.
And 18 minutes gone, and James Masters is lining this one up again. And again, this should be scorable. This would put two between them, but he still has got to put the ball over the bar, as we say. A packed Hill 16 now, definitely here in Croke Park. Let's have a look at James Masters this time. High from West, Masters went wide, and I think that's Cork's first wide of the afternoon, and that's unlike James Masters, isn't it?
Yeah, Masters won't be too happy with that, but remember, this James Masters has been off with a broken jaw for about the last 2 months, and indeed it's very hard for him to come back into the cauldron of Croke Park and All-Ireland finally as be as sharp as what he used to be. And indeed, Alan Quirk, the good Cork goalkeeper, won't be too happy. He's conceded two goals to Colm Cooper now in the Championship, one in the Munster final and one here.
Again, Kerry are going for the shot kick out. The reason they're doing that is because Tom Sullivan's staying back and Cousin has gone into the middle of the field, so they're not driving it out to the middle of the field. Paul De Greedy gives it now to Tomás O'Sullivan. It's cat and mouse between players out there. Brian Sheen got a way deep. Killian Young now coming up into the middle of the field. Killian drives it with the left foot, and it's a good ball for Donaghy. He was bringing Canty everywhere. Kieran Donaghy, Gooch looking for it. Gooch getting it. Will he turn Kieran O'Connor? He'll try. O'Connor is swinging at him. Referee gives the advantage. Colm Cooper in for goal number two and drives it over the bar. That's a great run and a great burst of pace by Colm Cooper.
Wonderful point by the Gooch. Got the ball from Kieran Donaghy. Turned around, took on his man. He was being pulled and dragged. The referee gave great advantage. Left the Gooch go through. He got right into the big square, and he hit an absolutely rocket of a shot, and it went over the bar. He could have gone for his goal. Great score by the Gooch. Alison Knightley Murphy, she's out there in Philadelphia. Alison Knightley from Owen O'Connor, Cousin Ian Murphy, you're listening in. We hope you're enjoying the game out there in Philly. We hope you enjoyed the Gooch's point and the Gooch's goal. Kerry lead 1-4 to 3 points.
Well, we'll give credit to David Goldrick there, the referee. Other referees would have seen it, would have blown in for an easy free, but he said advantage, Kerry. Michael Cousin down to Tom Sullivan. Cousin in around the middle at the moment is not working for Cork. This is Tomás O'Shea coming out to the middle, taking shoulders, getting three red jerseys around him. Travelling, says the referee. I don't know, I think that's a bit of harsh decision.
Well, I tell you, Gary, put it like this about the referee, I don't want to be happening, but I tell you, on both sides he's given strange decisions. Like that, it's as simple as that. He gave great advantage there, alright, but there's a lot of incidental stuff going on. The game hasn't reached any kind of a momentum, and it hasn't been moving at any great time here.
Tom Sullivan is inside full back, and Cousin is loose. Oh, well, no, Tom had to do that time. I think it was a Dunico O'Connor. He concedes the free. Black book. Kerry were caught with a man less inside.
That could be a yellow card, Gary. Is that Tomás O'Shea?
Tomás, yeah.
That could be a yellow card, because Tomás came out and he gave away a very... No, he's getting the black book just.
It's Mark, I beg your pardon.
Sorry, it's Mark. He gave a shoulder right into the back of the Cockman. That was a very blatant free to give away.
Cork found themselves with an extra man around the edge of the square there, and I think if that foul wasn't committed, we could have seen maybe a goal for Cork, but that's all hypothetical now. James Master surely will point this one. 21 minutes gone, 7-3 Kerry lead, converted to the real score, 1-4 to Kerry, 3 points to Cork, and James Masters now should make it 1-4 to 1-4. Should not have any problems with this. Masters over the bar, that one goal by Colm Cooper between the sides, and we're 14 minutes away from the half-time break.
Yes indeed, Kerry having most of the play in this game since it began. Best wishes to Crona, Jason and Laurie and Lucy from Ahador. They're out there listening to the game in Perth, and also to Carmel and Billy Shine, who are watching out there in Canada and listening to the game on Radio Kerry. Best wishes to you all out there. Loads and loads of messages as Kerry lead Cork here, 1-4 to 7 points.
I'm watching Tomás O'Shea now. He's on Cussin again. Aidan O'Mahony goes in there. Tom Sullivan is marking Pearce O'Neill. It's a free in the middle of the field to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan looks up, maybe he'll leave it to Tomás, that's what he'll do. Tomás O'Shea to take this one. Donaghy again goes for the Cusick. Again he beats Graham Canty. On the overlap is Declan. Didn't give it to Declan. Might need to get rid of it now. Still holding possession. Gives it back to Declan. Very tight angle now. Declan makes a good kind of an angle for himself. Going on that trusted left leg high ball for Owen Brosnan inside there. Broken from him by Noel O'Leary. It'll come outside of Paul Galvin. The shooting chance is on for Paul Galvin. He's got the first one. Paul Galvin gets off the scoreboard. That's a nice little point from the Finucane.
Oh, lovely point by him there. A big high ball from Declan O'Sullivan, the Kerry captain. Dropped inside in the square. Owen Brosnan broke it out. It went out in front of him. He just came out the right leg. Pulled it out. Gave it out to Paul Galvin. And the Finucane, he's after kicking two wides now. He's after turning around and kicking a lovely point straight and through over the bar. It's Kerry 1-5 points. Cork 4 points. Kerry definitely the better team. They're looking better. If they get another score or two, they might run away from Cork. I'm only saying might now, but every time Cork go up the field, they're liable to do something.
Cork have made a switch. Kenty's now gone on Colm Cooper.
That's right, he has indeed.
And Michael Shields has gone on Kieran Donaghy. There's a switch in the full back line. Billy Morgan is worrying about his full back line. Cussin climbs high, but breaks it down only into Paul Galvin again.
And Galvin and Aidan O'Mahony are picking up a load of breaks, Gary, which looks very good for Kerry.
Yeah, Tomás O'Shea drives it high now. This time for Donaghy, the new man on him. Great catch. Will he get a goal like last year's final? Oh, at the very last minute, he just lost it, and the referee has been surrounded by players looking for a free in. And Colm Cooper could find himself in the referee's notebook for this one, Weishi, whatever he said to him.
He could indeed. He said something to the referee all right there, because there was a big high ball. There was a big high ball came into the square there. A little bit of jostling going on, a little bit of pushing, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. A big high ball came into the square. Kieran Donaghy went up for it. He caught it. He turned around. He was being pulled and dragged by his men. And when he was just shooting for the ball, he was dragged to the ground. But he shot it very, very, very fast. And the Kerry players came around. They surrounded the referee and they were giving out. And but against again, he gave the advantage that time. But well fielded by Donaghy inside the square. Donaghy is looking good inside there now.
And they're worried because when they move Graham Canty, and I think even he might be beating him for pace, Donaghy. But Canty's probably a better fielder than Michael Sheens. And Michael Sheens now is the side full back in him. Anyway, we'll continue with it. 23 minutes gone. 1-5 to 4 points. Off for the middle. Great catch by Darragh O'Shea. First clean catch of the game in this final. And Darragh says away from me and gives a great ball into the Gooch. Gooch turning, selling a dummy to Graham Canty. Got away from him. Colm Cooper's on fire so far. Kicks it high, and Colm Cooper has no, just at the last moment, tailed right and wide.
But lovely balance, lovely play. Superb, skillful play by the Gooch. Got the ball, turned around, puts into the kick with his left, came back in the right, went to kick it with the right, hopped the ball, sold the dummy, came back in the left again, then came back in the right, and went to kick the ball and just pulled the ball wide. But beautiful play, beautiful balance, sublime stuff by the Gooch, and the ball just went wide. It's 1-5 to 4 points. Get the ball into Donaghy and Cooper, and Kerry will win the All-Ireland.
And John Shockrew shouts out instructions to Brian Sheehan to take a man out from corner back, and that's what he's done. He's brought out Kieran O'Connor. Brian has gone out now as an extra midfielder. Well, Brian will be well used to playing midfield. He plays it with his club, he plays it with South Kerry. Darren O'Sullivan is warming up. Kick out for Alan Quirk for the midfield, and up in goes this time it was Dara, but Dara missed it, and that's Pearce O'Neill, I think, in the middle of the field that has it. It is. Pearce is fouled, and the referee says on with the game, lads, and Conor McCarthy has the ball. John Miskell as well. Well, he was loose for a moment out here, but Paul Galvin comes back on him. Jerse Balan from centre half back. Declan O'Sullivan, he's well used to going up attacking, is just Jerse Balan, and away he goes again, approaching the 45. Gives it to James Masters. Masters looks up. Great block by Tom Sullivan. Fantastic defending by the Rathmore man. Gives it outside to Brian Sheehan. Brian gives it to Padraig Reedy, and Brian is fouled, and it's a free out, and it's quickly taken to Paul Galvin. Now Colm Cooper is not making a run. There's some tactic in this. Gooch is going to one side, Donaghy is going to the left side, and it's played for Colm Cooper. Has Paul Galvin overcooked it? Maybe so. No, he hasn't. Great play by Colm Cooper. Keeps it in play. And he's been swung around the neck there by Graham Canty. He's taking Canty everywhere inside to Kieran Donaghy. The Kerry full forward line are on top. definitely on top of this Cork full battle. High ball by Kieran Donaghy, but into the hands of Alan Quirk, and he quickly gives it outside to Noel O'Leary. Noel O'Leary into the middle to Jerst Balan, takes a right all rattle from Kieran Donaghy, gives it again in now to McMahon, Kevin McMahon, the roving left half forward, not next or near playing in the position where he's supposed to play. High challenge and a bit of a physical challenge going in there by Aidan O'Mahony, but the referee says play on, and quickly now to Kieran O'Connor. Kieran gone inside the half back line, or the Kerry half back line. Kieran, of course, is the cornerback. This is Dunico O'Connor trying to get away there from Mark O'Shea. High challenge by Brian Sheen. Advantage given again outside of Conor McCarthy. This is Kevin McMahon. McMahon with the left leg high for Cusson. Dangerous. Cusson has it. Cusson will turn and surely he'll kick this one over the bar. And he did it twice in the Munster final. He did it once in the All-Ireland final. First point from play.
Yeah, that's a fine point by Cusson. It was lovely play by Cock. They held the ball. They put eight passes together. Eventually the high ball. And it was a ball that went across the field. It didn't come straight in. The best ball for a high full forward is the crossfield ball across the field. Cusson's got it, his man fell, and he just turned around. Maybe there was a goal on, kicked the ball over the bar. It's 1-5 to 5 points. Just that goal in it, the Cullen Cooper goal. And I can tell you, don't forget the Munster final. Cork went 5 points down and they came back at us.
Well, Tom Sullivan again trying to spit the kick out, but Damon Murphy drives along. A great catch by Seamus Scanlon in the middle of the field. The jersey pulled off from there by Derek Kavanagh. Scanlon has it, he'll leave it to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan High. It's a high ball game, and Kerry so far doing well in the high ball. Ball broken from Kieran Donaghy by Michael Shields, and Graham Canty is the ball way back in the right corner back position. There's nobody next to him for the moment. Owen Brosnan closes in, gives it out to Jerst Balan. He'll use his goalie, Jerst Balan, or Alan Quirk. This is Jerst Balan now. Spillan, Declan O'Sullivan will zoom in on him. He'll give it now to Kieran O'Connor. Kieran, a bit of a tug in the jersey by Brian Sheehan, and this is a free out. We see it's amazing. Cusson is doing better when he's inside full forward, and I mean, it's why Cork are bringing him out, because he's better inside.
He is doing way better, but I say he's roaming out himself, Gary. He's doing it himself. He probably has permission from Morgan to come in and come out, but any time the ball goes in, all right, with that height, of course, he'll cause trouble.
He will indeed, and a high ball from Marco Shane, Dunico O'Connor, and Dunico wins it from him. Now, the thing can Mark keep Morgan aside, and low ball for Cusson this time. He's gathered it again ahead of Tom Sullivan. Now he's turning, looking at him 16. He gives it outside to Conor McCarthy. Conor McCarthy holds the ball high in the air. Killian Young is around him. Now there's three or four. Dunico O'Connor came in extremely strong there. Thought maybe that was a free out. The referees says play on. Play has gone a little bit ragged here. Gathered in the middle of the field by the Cork midfielder. Was that Derek Kavanagh? Well, this is definitely Declan O'Sullivan. Declan trying to get away from John Miskela. Fouled in his own half backline, the Kerry captain. And he quickly gets on with it and gives it for Colm Cooper. Taking on Graham Canty. Owen Brosnan at pace decides not to give it to him. Still Colm Cooper getting inside the 45 minute line. Head down. He could be penalised to give a free out. He gives it to Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan has decked it here. If he looks up and it's this side, he's gone for the far side. And that's a poor kick by Owen Brosnan. It's gone astray. And it's now in the hands of Derek Kavanagh. And Derek Kavanagh. 28 gone, a goal between them, 1-5 to 5. Paddy Greedy, exceptional defending by the Scottish Glenman, gives it outside now to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan has on this side, that's Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin, ahead of him is Brian Sheehan. He look up, he's Aidan O'Mahony inside him, and that's the man he picks out. Aidan O'Mahony approaching the 45, approaching Nicholas Murphy as well, trying to get away from Nicholas Murphy. Going for point number two, no, into the hands again of Alan Quirk. And that maybe has gone a couple of times too often. We see the kick into the goalkeeper's hand.
It is indeed, Gary. I tell you, there's something lacking in Kerry. They're just not. Cork are improving. Their last five or six medals, they're settling down better. They're improving that little bit. You can see a little bit of confidence coming into their play, strange enough.
I think what's lacking is that the Kerry full half hour line are not let run at this Cork half backline. The Cork half backline have pinned him back so far, and Kerry are coming very deep. Long ball, Seamus Scanlon has fouled his man. That man is Kieran O'Connor, who's gone all the way up. That's what I mean. We should have caught. The Cork defence are attacking men, and at the moment Kerry are finding a little bit of trouble in going back with him.
Yeah, Kieran O'Connor was running in the inside the 45 metre line, and Seamus Scanlon was trying to catch up with him. Connor was gone inside him, and Scanlon had a hold of him, and then Scanlon was nearly gone, Scanlon just pulled him down.
Yeah.
And every time the ball goes inside the 45, Kerry are giving away a very, very easy freeze.
Well, you see, Kieran O'Connor, Seamus Scanlon is not supposed to be marking Kieran O'Connor for a start, anyway. Brian Sheehan that's on him. How he found himself up around there, I don't know.
Cork have scored 4 points off a freeze now and 1 point off a play only, remember that?
That's true, and this will be another one from a free, I'd say. With 5 minutes to go of normal time, a goal in it, 1-5 to 5 points. James Masters going from point number three from play. He's already got two. Dunico O'Connor got two frees, and Cusson has got a point from play. As the shower, rain begins to fall here, and they begin to hit for cover in the Cusick. Over the bar from James Masters. There's only 2 minutes as the rain begins to fall here now in Croke Park.
Yeah, that's Masters, third point, and Cocker, Doggett, they're sticking in there. Kerry are trying, they're having a lot of the play, but they're only for that Cullum Cooper goal. They'd be completely different complex in the scoreboard altogether, I can tell you, because Cooper's goal, really, it was a bad mistake by the referee, Alan Quirk, even though it was very, very well taken by Cullum. But the rain is going to come now, the skies are darkening, it's going to make conditions a little very greasy.
It's pouring rain here now in Croke Park, and if you're in the queues extend, you're in a very wet place, let me tell you. We're not too bad. We're well covered in the Hogan. Tomás O'Shea going for the ball over there to Call. It's gone out off Tomás O'Shea, in actual fact. It was Michael Cusson again who went out and won that line ball. And James Masson is making his way exactly on the 45-metre line and right over in front of the Cusick stand. Masters to take this. He'll drop it in round the house. Michael Cusson is the target man inside there. Tom Sullivan is with him. And that's where it's far, but Tom reads it well. Great catch. Has lost it to the goal. Connor going back. And came off a Corkman and a wide ball.
Yeah, that was lucky enough there. Tom Sullivan came across the field and he just tried to collect that ball. And he dropped it down. There was a rebound. I thought myself from here that the ball was wide. And the referee goes in and he says to the umpire, "You're wrong there, my friend. It was wide. There was a rebound. But the rebound came off the Cork player and it is wide. And Dermot Murphy's going to kick out this ball." And as you said, Kerry had been playing a lot of... Murphy has been doing well with his kick outs today. He's been varying them a lot.
He has, yeah. I think the Kerry half foul line have to push forward a little bit more. I'd like to see Declan O'Sullivan running at them and Owen Brosnan, which we're well used to see. We haven't seen much of that in this first half. 3 minutes of normal time to go. Kick out for Dara, but Dara's penalised. Climbing, says the referee, on Nicholas Murphy's back, and he didn't get away with it this time. And Kevin McMahon takes the quick free. Is this for Masters again? It is for Paul McGreedy and Masters. Little bit of a tug on the jersey. Well, it's got to Glenman. Masters off of football for 4 or 5 weeks. Still doing well. Trying to look for the advantage. Trying to get a free in. Referee not buying it. Jerse Bellan with the outside of the right boot. Dermot Murphy holds it well in front of his crossbar. Great keeper, the Dingle man. Out to Seamus Scanlon. He to Declan O'Sullivan, who's away back in the full back line. And now Declan goes running. But what I mean about, he's away too deep starting that run. He wins the free out around the middle of the field. I think they've gone a little bit back, too far.
They've gone too deep altogether. There's only two Kerry players above, yeah. Gary, Cullum Cooper and Kieran Donahue. And there's 13 Kerry players inside their own half. They're going too deep now, and they're after changing their game plan.
They've definitely gone too deep, the half hour line especially. I know they're following their men, but they've gone too deep for my liking. Well done, Aidan O'Mahony. Good tackle on Kevin McMahon in the corner back position, and Aidan O'Mahony coming out and getting a little bit slippery here now. As we said, it's raining in Croke Park. This is Tom Sullivan. He's had his hands full. Who's inside minding the house inside there? Padraig Reedy is Seamus Scanlon. Tom needs to get back there quickly. Declan O'Sullivan, Jerse Bellan on him. This is Tomás. They still haven't passed midfield. Tomás coming towards him is Brian Sheen. He's wandering all around Croke Park as well. This is Killian Young, who's wandering from left half back to right half back. Short passing game. Tomás O'Shea gives it outside now to Kieran Donaghy. They're still not gone inside the 45. Approaching him is Michael Sheen. Donaghy doing well. He needs support. Donaghy from just inside the 45-metre line, but again into the hands of goalkeeper Alan Quirk. Our full forward line, Rishi, is not here at all.
It's not, and Gary, what's happening is that they're moving out a bit. Kieran Donaghy's moving out and taking shots. He's no hope for it. Yeah. And he's dropping it. There's 4 balls after dropping into Alan Quirk's hands now since the game began. And that's poor play by the Kerry attackers.
I think they're moving forward too much. That's my honest opinion of this. But we'll continue with the play.
Cocker settling an awful lot, would you believe that now? They're getting to grips with the game.
They are indeed with a minute to go. Padraig Reedy wins a great ball, cornerback. And this ball is transferred on up to Tomás. Tomás to Cullum Cooper. Again, there's only one man inside. This time it's Declan. There's a new man inside the edge of the square. Cullum Cooper selling dummies left, right and centre to Jerse Bellan. And Bellan are buying him. Cullum Cooper with the right-footed kick. And I think, no, he's not. He's kicked it left and wide. I think that's about the fifth wide in the first half for Kerry.
Yeah, the fifth wide for Kerry. And Cullum Cooper again, lovely play by him. But his finish was just that little bit off. And he took on his man, went down along the wing. The centre field battle has been, I suppose, more or less Kerry. I said it's more or less gone to Kerry, and they had most of the possession, picking up a good few of the breaks around there. Cork have made better use of their limited chances, but the Kerry defence, in particular Padraig Reedy and Aidan O'Mahony, the two of them have been playing outstanding.
Yeah, and our watch tells us we're on 35, so we'll have to wait and see what the fourth official tells us. He's coming out to say 1 minute. 1 minute, as it is lashing rain here now in Croke Park, and people are looking for cover in the queues extending, getting all over the place in the canal again. High out to the middle. Who's the break gone? Brian Sheen is the man that has it. Brian has Tomás on the overlap. Will Kerry go 2-3 up at half time? Tomás has the ability to do from this. He's scoring left, right and centre all year, and he's scored again. Tomás O'Shea coming up out of defence and planting a beauty over the bar.
Yes, great work by the great man Tomás O'Shea. He came up right out of the fins, took four or five solos out of the ball, and with the left leg, we've seen him doing it before. What a great driving run he can make out of the fence. He left his man floundering in his wake, and with the left leg, cut the ball straight and through over the bar at the canal goal here in Croke Park. Kerry lead won 6-6. If you want, it's 9-6, whatever way you look at it. Kerry trying to win two All-Ireland titles back-to-back. The last team to do it was Cork in 89 and 90.
Out for the middle of the field, Seamus Scanlon goes high and palms it down nicely to himself. Scanlon is having a good final. This is Killian Young. Hasn't had so much of the ball that he had against Dublin. Killian getting the ball, losing it, getting it back again. Gives it to South, fellow South Kerry man, Brian Sheehan cutting it again. Running at the Cork defence now. Maybe this is what we need a lot more to Kerry forwards to do. Out to Colm Cooper. Looking at Graham Canty, steering him into the face, a pop ball into space, only into the hands of Jerse Bellan, and he gives it outside to John Miskela. Miskela plays it back there. This is, I think, is it McMahon gone all the way back there? And in fact, it was Conor McCarthy. This is Pearse O'Neill from Ahada. Gives it to Miskela. Outside now again to Graham Canty. Building from the back. And this is Michael Shields. This is what I mean about the Cork defenders. They really have the freedom of Croke Park to take the Kerry forwards away back. And Kerry must follow them. High ball inside again. Donoghue O'Connor grabs it. Donoghue O'Connor turning right, left, turning again. Maybe took too much out of it, he did. Great defending by the Kerry defence.
Yeah, the Kerry defence is playing very well. There's no doubt at all about it. And they're marking their men, even though they're giving away some fouls, they're marking them in. The half-time whistle has gone, and it's now 1-6 to 6 points. There's just that one goal in it, Gary. The one goal scored by Colm Cooper. Now, Kerry have been the better team in the first half. Let's put it like that. They have had most of the play. They're winning around the midfield battle. And the Cork midfielders, in particular Nicholas Murphy, has only fielded one ball over his head since the game began. He must be a big disappointment to Cork so far. And Kerry with Scanlon out there and Brian Sheehan and Darroshea, they're winning a lot of the ball out around there. But still in all, both teams know each other so much that they find it very, very difficult to get away from each other. Cork are right within shouting distance. They'll go in happy enough, just that one goal down. The Kerry scores have come from Colm Cooper, a goal and 2 points, 1 point off of a player, and Brian Sheehan a point off of a free, and two of the defenders did, Tomás O'Shea and Aidan O'Mahony have scored, and then you have James Masters with 3 points, Michael Cusson and Donoghue O'Connor. So generally off the very disappointing game, really.
It is, and it's down to tactics so far, Weishi. I think, I mean, the few high balls that Kieran Donoghue got in there, he won them, so did the Gooch. That's how we got our goal, 2-3 men inside. But I don't like the Kerry forwards coming out too much.
Yeah, it was working great in the first half. They were letting, in the first 10 minutes, 15, they were letting the ball in fast.
Yeah.
And since the game went on then, they're inclined to hold the ball. They're not letting the ball in as fast as they did in the first 10 minutes. And the thing has changed. The sooner they just go around to the basics like they always do for the last number of years, let the ball in fast, let it in long to Cooper inside and Donoghue, something will come. Do you see how the goal came from the long ball in? And just see how the few points came? But generally overall, Pat O'Shea will be happy enough. He's a goal ahead. But I can tell you, there's a half an hour to go. It's far from one.
Far from one indeed, and we're going to have a treat at half time. Liam O'Connor is coming here and to give us great music, and they'll be dancing, and the Artane band is out there as well. So we're going to take a break. Kerry leads. The Colm Cooper goal is the difference between the sides at half time. It's Kerry 1-6. It's Cork 6 points. We have back to the studio, and after the break, you'll be hearing from Billy O'Shea.
Live coverage of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship final in association with Aherne's Castle Island, Kerry's main BMW dealer.
Now, you're very welcome back. Half time in Croke Park, and Kerry lead by 1-6. Cork still very much in the hunt. Plenty to talk about there in an instant packed first half. We're joined again from Croke Park by our analyst Billy O'Shea. Billy, your thoughts initially on the first half there?
Yeah, Alan, not the best game in the world. As I said to you before the game, it was going to be tight, it was going to be tense, and it certainly proved that way. A moment of inspiration by the Gooch is the only difference between the two, and we just heard a statistic there that of all the scoring chances, Cork got 8, scored 6, Kerry got 15, and you know, have scored what they have, and that just tells itself that, you know, Kerry had the winning of this game if they wanted it. But in the last 5 minutes there, Cork certainly have reimposed themselves big time, and I think Cork will actually go into this second half, or into the dressing room at half time, a lot happier than Kerry, because they've certainly played the better football in the last 5 to 10 minutes of that game.
Just looking at that, and just an extension to that statistic that you gave, is that the possession between the two sides is 52% to Kerry and 48% to Cork. So an extension of that is that Cork have been much more efficient in their finishing than Kerry.
Absolutely, and I mean, they're still within striking distance of getting back with Kerry and going on to win this game if they want it. A few surprising tactics though, Alan, in fairness. Costin has come out a few times when he's winning the ball inside, and I can't understand that, number one. Number two, they put Graham Canty on Donaghy. Now, they've moved him onto the Gooch, and since he's gone on the Gooch, he's kept the Gooch, you know, a bit quieter, in fairness to him. I could not understand that tactic either, because I thought coming into this game that Canty would automatically go onto the Gooch, because he has that bit of an Indian sign on him. And, you know, it's paid dividends to Kerry that, you know, Canty hasn't been on it from the start, because the Gooch was flying there for a long time, and he was showing fantastic skill, quick feet. Possibly could have got a couple of scores. Paul Galvin could have got another two scores, you know, two bad wides. But I was surprised with the tactic of Cork not employing those two. And I think that if they can settle a small bit more, they're going to present Kerry with a lot of worries, that's for sure.
And Colm Cooper, another chance after the great goal. I mean, a great ball in from Seamus Scanlon, picking the Gooch out, and very brave again, somewhat reminiscent of a goal he scored against Dublin in the National League, Billy.
Absolutely, yeah, above in Parnell Park, he did exactly the same thing. It was a high ball in. It was actually in by Seamus Scanlon as well, above in Parnell Park, if you recall. And just got his fist to it. Very brave, because he was up against two Cork, he was the Cork goalkeeper, and Kieran O'Connor as well. Yep. You know, so, I mean, in fairness, he's brave in that respect, but I mean, he, once he gets on the ball, I mean, he's dazzling, and he's on form, and I think Wishy alluded to there earlier on, that he is buzzing in training all week, and you can see it in him. He's got a pep in his step. He wants the ball, he wants to take on fellas, and he's very, very creative when he gets on the ball as well. If we can get enough ball into the likes of the Gooch and Donaghy, I think we certainly have the winning of this game. And you know what? When you look at it, we're doing very well in midfield. Seamus Scanlon has done very, very well inside there. He's actually the best of the four midfielders on show at the moment.
I would say he's one of the outstanding. I've on my couple of notes that I have, the players that have stood out for Kerry in my book are Seamus Scanlon, Declan O'Sullivan. I think Aidan O'Mahony's having a great game there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Aidan O'Mahony is flying at wing back. And actually, they made a tactical change at the very start. They put Tomás Shea at centre back and Aidan O'Mahony wing back. Now, this comes back to Pat O'Shea, who I've always said is a very cute man. Kieran McMahon has the Indian sign big time on Tomás Shea. I don't think Tomás has the pace for someone like Kieran McMahon, but he can certainly handle someone like Pearce O'Neill, and he's doing that very, very effectively at centre back, and has gone up and actually contributed and scored a point. Whereas Aidan O'Mahony has done exceptionally well on Kieran McMahon. Kieran McMahon has done nothing in this game so far in my books, all because Aidan O'Mahony has pinned him down from day one and has done very, very well. I tell you that is a big, big plus, because that fella is very, very effective. And you saw that against Meath. I know he got a fluky goal, but he's a very effective operator. He was very effective in the Munster final. He's not having the same effect in this game, all because Aidan O'Mahony has pinned him down from day one.
But Aidan O'Mahony, I've always felt that playing him at centre-back sort of, I suppose, curtailed a little bit of his impact on the game. His natural position is wing-back, and it's shown again today.
Well, absolutely. I mean, but Aidan O'Mahony is that kind of guy. I mean, you could put him at centre-back and he'd do fine. You could put him at wing-back and he'd have an exceptional game. He's that kind of a fella. And, you know, he's having a man of the match display in my books anyway at the moment. Played very, very well.
Just a couple of incidents that stood out as well. Did Kieran Donaghy have reasonable claims for a penalty there?
Nah,
Michael
no.
Shields, it looked like he had a handful of his jersey stage.
No, don't think so. From what I mean, we've only seen it firsthand. But you probably saw the replay there in the studio. But from what I saw, I think he just took his chance, didn't get it. Whether he was tugged or not, I don't think it was going to make a huge impact. He certainly wasn't dragged to the ground. There might have been a small tug, I didn't see it, but certainly he got his chance, didn't take it, that was it. I wouldn't make a big deal about it.
How would you say, or what would you say the mood in the Kerry camp is at half-time now? Will Pat O'Shea be looking for a different sort of tack to be taken now in the second half? Do you think there'll be changes in terms of positional switches? And overall, what do Kerry have to do to win this game, Billy?
Well, they've done enough. And I just enough. For me, Kerry are the better team, okay? I think they just have that small bit of class that will get them over the line to beat this Cork team. But if they give Cork any bit of a chance at all, I think Cork can take this game. So what they need to do is they need to pin down straight away in the start of the second half. Kerry haven't played well, Alan, by the way. they haven't played well in this first half, and it's not a great game of football by any manner of means.
No.
But they haven't played well. We've spoken about three footballers that have played decently. The rest of them haven't been up to par. Tom Sullivan isn't doing too bad on Cusson now at the back, but in fairness, Cusson is imposing himself if he's left inside and full forward. I would say that Pat Shea would try and get more use out of the full forward line because they're coming too deep. If he can try and put the full forward line a bit more deep and get the half forward line playing a small bit deeper as well, as opposed to falling back a bit more. The further back the half forward line fall, the better it would suit Cork. So what he needs to do is say, look lads, we need to keep our shape, we need to start spraying the ball a bit more. We have the winning in midfield because Seamus Callan is doing very well. Darragh's not in the game at all, but in the fairness, neither is Nicholas Murphy. And that's a positive, because if you have the other midfielder working hard and winning hard, I'll take that. If we can start using the forward line a small bit better than what we're using it, and keep our shape a bit better and keep them forward, that's what I would be saying to the boys inside in the dressing room, because the defence is doing fine.
Is there something to be had in maybe the attacking wing-backs holding onto the ball instead of maybe driving it long, looking for maybe the offload and continuing on the way Aidan O'Mahony did and Tom O'Shea did to great effect there?
Yeah, to great effect. I mean, when the opportunity arises, you certainly take it. The one thing I would have criticism of is that we've dropped the ball short four times in Talon Quirk's hands. Now, if you're an attacking halfback, the golden rule is you kill the ball. Certainly don't chop it short, because by dropping it short, it gets caught back in the attack fairly quickly, and you're exposed as a halfback, because the wing forward is certainly up the field. If we're going to attack, we either A, give it off and let somebody else score, or B, we kill the ball. If we don't start employing that tactic, we're going to give Cork a chance into starting up another attack.
James Masters' inclusion, I know he's scored a couple of frees, but do you feel that he's contributing in any way to the Cork cause? Is he causing any damage there himself personally?
No, not really. I don't think that Cork have used Masters to any degree. The only person inside the full forward line that they're really using is Cusson. And as I said to you earlier, they're kind of shooting themselves a small bit in the foot by bringing Cusson out. So if they can isolate Cusson inside and work Masters and Donoco Connor around him, they could be in with a chance. But if Kerry can hold midfield as they're doing so far, they're in with a right chance of winning this game. But I think that they need to leave the six forwards in the positions that they're picked in and playing closer to goal, because that's actually holding them back big time.
Well, it did. It was a bit chaotic there towards the end of the second half. I mean, there was 13 minutes between Paul Galvin's point for Kerry in the 22nd minute and the final score of the half there, Tom O'Shea's in the 35th minute. So certainly things went awry, as you say. The people fell out of positions, and it really had no shape whatsoever as an attacking threat.
Absolutely, and that's the point we're saying. If Kerry want to win this game, they have to stay to the forwards. Look, lads, keep your shape. Because if you don't keep your shape, you're going to leave Cork back into this game. They will build big time from the back. And if we start allowing them to build from the back, we're going to be in trouble losing this game. So it's there for Kerry to win. Somebody said to me during the week, it's Kerry's to lose.
It's Kerry's to lose. Well, judging by the performance in the Munster final, certainly Cork had a period of domination again in the second half of the Munster final, came right back into it and almost edged ahead, as we said at the end there, before the game. So Pat O'Shea will be very wary of Cork's dominant period in this second half, looking to minimise the scoring threat from them.
He will, of course. And I mean, Pat Shea is no fool. He knows that Cork are going to be, they're going to be bullying inside in the dressing room, that for all the possession they had there in the last 10 minutes, that they didn't capitalise on bringing Kerry back to within a deficit of 3 points. Cork are going to come out exploding here. If you were inside in the dressing room now, I would imagine you'd get an earful from Billy Morgan. He's going to be making a few valid points. And one point, and I've said this all week, is that there's one team stopping Cork's historic fact in winning All-Ireland's back-to-back, and that's Kerry. Now, if you're a Cork man, you know damn well the last team you'd want to give that record to is Kerry. And Billy Morgan is going to be saying that big time inside the dressing room. It's going to be helter skelter, fire and brimstone. I wouldn't like to be inside that Cork dressing with Billy Morgan inside there, to be honest with you, because they've nothing to lose. Out you go, lads. It's yours to win. If you want it, take it. It's Kerry's to lose.
Now, the players, certainly the Kerry players, are back on the pitch and everything looks ready for the second half of the All-Ireland Senior Championship Final. We're going to go back to Croke Park and rejoin our commentary team. Analysing the action again for the second half is Uaisí Fogarty. And as the Cork team run out onto the pitch, we join our match commentator again, Gary O'Sullivan.
Thanks very much, Alan. Welcome back. And there is a surprise switch at half-time for Cork. Let me tell you that James Masters is gone and Daniel Goulding is in at right corner forward. He's gone in to shake hands with Patrick Reedy.
He is indeed, yeah, because Patrick Reedy put Masters in his pocket. I can tell you that that's a great try to the Scotland men, I can tell you, Gary. But Masters couldn't get inside him. He wasn't going well. He wasn't subscribing anything to the cock attack. And I think that his long layoff was a bit of a chance to play him, and it didn't wear off. Otherwise, Gary, as far as I can see, there's no other change in the team. It's 1-6 to 6 points. There's just that 3 points in it.
And the sunshine has shone again in Croke Park, and we're off and ready at Kerry, 35 minutes away from going back-to-back All-Irelands. But that's a long way in football. Tomás O'Shea drives it along inside for Kieran Donaghy. He left the ball after him. Going back for it there is Michael Shields. Michael Shields trying to come out of the full back line. Gives an outside to Graham Canty. Uses Graham Canty now. Brian Sheen is closing in on him. Graham Canty takes another solo. Gives it back to Jer Spillan. Kerry working very hard now. Not there. Oh, he's robbed. Empty goal. Kieran Donaghy. Oh, my word. Mistake number one by Jer Spillan. But Weishi, where was Alan Quirk? He was at least 25 yards out on the far side and left his goal empty.
Yes, indeed. Oh. Jer Spillan had the ball. He was coming out. He was trying to sell it to me. Billy Morgan stands with his hands in his hips. And Kieran Donaghy just took the ball off him. He just hit him a little tip, took the ball off, collected it, turned around and took his time, had one look, and from just inside the big box, it would be the easiest goal he'll ever score in his life in any game, whether it is a Tralee Town League game or whether it is a West Kerry Championship game or a County Championship game. 2-6 to 6 points. What a mistake by Jer Spillan. And where was Alan Quirk? Oh. Alan Quirk was gone looking for the pass.
He was making himself available, but that's the danger of a goalkeeper leaving your line. A goalkeeper is supposed to mind the goal. I was told that. Kieran O'Connor's foul inside there. Cullum Cooper has got the free in. After 1 minute, Kerry never expected we should get that start anyway.
Well, I can tell you, Gary, Cork didn't expect it, or Kerry didn't expect it, and the 83,000 people here didn't expect it, and nobody expected it. But Jer Spillan came out and he was full falling with the ball. He was turning around to pass it back to the goalkeeper who had left his goal. Donaghy dispossessed him, and the goalie was gone, and Donaghy just kicked the ball in him. Donaghy wouldn't know what to make of it.
He
was looking at the goal. He said, well,
Brian Sheehan to take this free over the bar. Brian Sheehan has got his second, and in the space of a minute and a half, Kerry have got a goal and a point, and now they're 7 up. 2 goals and 7 to 6 points.
Yes, indeed, and it is very, very difficult to see Cork coming back from that. If they come back from that shell shock, there has been a lot of drama in Kerry Cork games down through the years. There has been goals allowed and disallowed that should have been and that shouldn't have been. There has been goals stopped from going over the line and the green flag went up. But that one will be talked about for many, many long day.
Well, I haven't seen a more bizarre goal in a long, long time. Out to the middle of the field it goes, and it's gone the way again of Tomás O'Shea. Tomás to Killian Young. Killian has Declan on his left-hand shoulder. He decides to give it back again, this time to Dara. Dara looking cross-field ball, and a great ball it is. For who's that? That's Paul Galvin taking on John Miskell over there. The sun beginning to shine now. High ball, overcooked it for Cullum Cooper. Should be Noel O'Leary's, and it is. Noel O'Leary now giving it back there. That's Graham Canty, I think, coming out of the field. This is definitely Conor McCarthy. Conor McCarthy, he's got help on his left-hand shoulder, and he'll need all the help he can, and he gets the help. Now then, this has gone inside to Kevin McMahon. Kevin McMahon drives it long inside, but well read inside by Tom Sullivan. Tom's a nice little pop pass to Seamus Scanlon, and Seamus looking up and gives it back to Dara O'Shea again. Dara. In fact, that was Tomás or Dara. Very hard to see from here between the O'Shea's and the right tussle between Noel O'Leary and his man down the ground. That's Cullum Cooper. Play on, says the referee, inside for Kieran Donaghy again. He might never again get an easier goal in Croke Park. Kieran Donaghy from a tight angle, curling it, but not curling it enough, and it's the first wide of the second half.
First wide of the second half by Kieran Donaghy. Well, he was right to have a go. He was just outside the 21 metre line. The ball is kicked out very, very, very. Cork would definitely want to come back. They'll have to score a goal if they want to get back into this game.
John Miskell has dropped another ball. Paul Galvin and Seamus Scanlon are doing well. Cullum Cooper says, leave it to me. Chips it up nicely. He's got the freedom of Croke Park around him, and facing him is Michael Sheens. Cullum Cooper, solid lovey dummy. Again for Cooper. They can wrap things up here so early. This is nicely clipped over the bar. Seamus Scanlon, the man from Curragh, gets his first score of the afternoon. afternoon.
There'll be bonfires lighting in Corran Scatlick then tonight if this cup goes back to the kingdom. And it was Cullum Cooper showing tremendous class, tremendous skill, selling dummies all over the place. He kicked the ball inside to Scanlon. People were saying that the Corran man couldn't kick a point in the semi-final against Dublin. He kicked two very bad wides and he never kicked after that. But today he's back in kicking for him. Came in along from Underhill 16, put the ball straight and threw over the bar. They might have good rugby players out around Curragh, but they have good GA players too. Seamus Scanlon, a point for Kerry, and it's now 2-8 to 6 points.
59 minutes gone in the game. Kick out for the minute of feed alone. Braston goes high and is broken into the hands of Noel O'Leary. Noel O'Leary gives it to Jerse Bellan. Cork need to respond fairly quickly. This is Michael Cusson. Again flipped away nicely from Cusson by Owen Braston. And going in there is Declan O'Sullivan. Back to Owen Braston. It's all Kerry. Whatever Paddy Shea has said, it has worked wonders. Cullum Cooper slips. Gives it outside to Declan O'Sullivan. So far he hasn't scored. Will the captain score? Doesn't matter if he doesn't score as long as he lifts Sam Maguire from Kerry's point of view. Back again, getting a return from Aidan O'Mahony. He might score from here. Declan O'Sullivan hits it high with the right foot off the upright and over the bar. And the team captain has got his first score of the afternoon. And we're gone 5 minutes into the second half.
Declan O'Sullivan, the man from the little club, Drummond Pearce's down in South Kerry. Great little club there. They have done tremendous work for the football. And Declan O'Sullivan, captain Kerry for the second time in the All-Ireland final, trying to put two and back-to-backs together. His high ball from just inside the 45 hit the top of the post, came down, dropped the top of the net, and another point. And I can see Anthony Lynch is going to be coming on there for Cork, I think, the same Gary, yeah. And another sub with him.
Double substitution. Fintan Gould is in and Anthony Lynch is in. John Miskela is gone anyway. Let me confirm who the second guy is gone. It is number 12, Kevin McMahon. So Miskell is gone, McMahon is in, Fintan Gould is in now as well, and of course Anthony Lynch. So let's see where Anthony Lynch slots in. He's got in around the middle of the field. He's got in around Declan O'Sullivan country. Maybe he's going to pick up Brian Sheehan. That's who he's going to pick up. Brian Sheehan, I think. Now then, let's see how good Anthony Lynch's injury is. Cork have been shell shocked. 2-9 to 6 points, they're down. Dara O'Shea gets another great ball from the clouds. Dara, conditions taking his toll, losing it, going back for there is Fintan Gould getting his first touch of the action. Fintan wins it in the half back line. And again,
Dara Shea's gone down injured. Dara's in trouble.
He is. It looks to be a tie, maybe. Left tie, is it? Or right tie, in actual fact. And the players got out there. So, well, we've seen the substitutions now. I mean, we spoke about a Fintan Gould on, Daniel Goulding on, Anthony Lynch. Billy Morgan has thrown all his trump cards in one.
He has, because he knows very well, Gary, that this All-Ireland final is nearly gone from him. Dara's up, he's all right. Megan Goldman there, she's the physiotherapist from away down under in Australia. She's the Kerry physio team, gets him going with a little touch of the spray.
Pierce O'Neill gets a right shoulder from Conor, getting it from Conor McCarthy. Conor McCarthy now gets a shoulder from Kieran Donnelly. Still Conor McCarthy into the middle to Jerse Bellan on the overlap. Cork of the gloves, them green gloves. It's Conor McCarthy getting the ball from Michael Shields. Over in the far side is Anthony Lynch, but it's there to be won by Paul Gallivan. And he says Brian Sheen on his merry way. And Kieran Donnelly's in here, acres all on his own. Cullum Cooper turning, twisting Graham Canty, turning him again. Canty falls, Cullum kicks, and Cullum Cooper off the post and over the bar. And the kingdom are flying and flying from back to backs, all Ireland.
Oh, beautiful point by Cullum, the good coker from Arch and Avoli. His late father, Mike Cooper, I often think of him. He'd be very happy with that. Cullum ran out under his 16, just inside the 21 metre line, got the ball, came around, turned around, sold a little dummy, and with his left leg. Beauty in the skill and tremendous balance and everything he has. He's the perfect footballer. He can catch him high, he can catch him low, he can kick him with the left and right, hit the ball, hit the post, hit the top of the net, came down over the bar, 2-10 to 6 points. Kerry drawn away from the Rebels.
Well, would you believe it, we're only 8 minutes into the second half and already Kerry have scored a goal and 4 points, and Cork have yet to score in the second half. It's all the kingdom. Paul Gallivan, Seamus Scanlon, this is Tomás. And away goes Tomás O'Shea again. He's looking for point number 2. Pierce O'Neill trying to block it. Tomás O'Shea kicks it long and kicks it wide. That's only Kerry's second wide of the second half.
Yeah, but the secret will be now to keep Cork on the defensive, come up the field, have a cut for a point. If it goes wide, what about it? We have a chance of getting the kick out, because Nicholas Murphy, the man that all the Cork hopes rested on, he hasn't fielded a ball in the middle of the field yet. Dar O'Shea making his record appearance for Kerry today. Once again, the Trojan out around the middle of the field. Kerry dominating now in most areas. 2 goals and 10 points to 6 points.
Absolutely. 43 minutes gone. Alan Quirk Well, there'll be question mark about his goalkeeping ability. Second, certainly the second one. He went walkabout in Croke Park, left the goal empty and tipped in by Donaghy. Gathered by Nicholas Murphy. Nicholas Murphy plays it back to Jerz Bilan. He'll drive this one long inside again. This time for Donico Conacher. And well run by Padraig Reedy. They know each other well. I think Padraig Reedy's girlfriend is the first cousin of Donico O'Connor. Reedy is penalised this time though for a foul on Fintan Gould. And this should be Cork's first score of the second half.
Yes, Padraig Reedy came out and got that ball, caught it brilliantly. Was coming out, but it didn't last the ball. Gould got it and Gould was running away from him. And Reedy, rugby-like, pulled him down. The referee is going to book him for this. Will he give him a yellow card? I don't know. Probably give him a black card. We'll keep an eye on this. The man from Skaptic Glen, he'd be setting a record. There was never a Skaptic Glen man won an All-Ireland Senior Football Final in Croke Park. And there was never a Skaptic Glen man got a yellow card in Croke Park. But that record is broken now because Padraig Reedy has a yellow card got. But will he break the other record of winning in All-Ireland? He showed the way things are going. This will be an easy tip-over free for Cork.
It should be. Dunico O'Connor to take this one. It is Padraig Reedy who's got the first yellow of the afternoon here. Here comes Dunica. First score of the second half for Cork, is it? Yeah, it is. We've got 9, make it 10 minutes of the second half. Kerry have kicked a goal in 4. That's Cork's first point of the second half.
Yes, indeed, and they'd want a lot more than the points. They'd want at least a goal now to try to get back into this game. It's 2-10 to 7 points, or 16 points to 7, and Kerry playing with great composure, great experience, and everybody said that their experience would be vital, and their experience has been proved vital. At the moment, up until now, and since the second half began, Cork certainly just can't live with Kerry. It's as simple as that, physically or football-wise.
David Murphy drives it out to the middle of the field. Owen Brosnan goes high for this, well gathered by Noel O'Leary. Noel O'Leary has it, 3 Kerry players around. One of them is Darren. Noel O'Leary gets away from the ball, but again great work by Owen Brosnan off the ball. Brian Sheehan has it. Brian Sheehan inside looking for Donaghy, trying to come out for it, and coming out is Michael Sheehan, and he now gives it now to Kieran O'Connor, trying to get away from Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan is penalised as a man down injury.
Kieran Donaghy is down. Yeah.
Yeah. Another substitution. We see Conor McCarthy is gone.
Yeah, Billy Morgan really trying to bring on fresh legs now.
Kevin O'Sullivan, I think,
really trying to bring on fresh legs. Kieran Donaghy is down, but I don't think there's anything serious. It appears to me from where I would be that there's something around the face or something around the head, but he'll be alright. Kieran Donaghy, saw him going down in training last Tuesday, came out to collect the ball, got a kick into the leg, went down. There was dead silence in the stand, people, and there's a little bit of shouldering.
I watched what happened.
Shouldering
there.
Off the ball, that's what there is, yeah. Nicholas Murphy and Darrell Shea having a little bit of shouldering off the ball. Murphy getting a little bit, I suppose, agitated because things mightn't be going his way, but Kieran Dunne, he will be all right, Gary, because the physio Megan Gooding is after looking at him, and the doctors after being out to him. He's up, he's all right.
He's okay. We've been asked to say hello to Tom Thompson from Dingle. He's listened to the game on Radio Kerry on the internet in Uruguay. Tom, I hope you're enjoying it. You certainly are so far, because Kerry have a commanding 2-10 to 7 points lead. I looked around me here at half time, looked behind us up in the Hogan stand. Who did I see? A man with 3 All-Ireland Senior football medals. He said it could go anywhere. The man we see was Ger Lynch from Valencia.
Ger Lynch, a great footballer. We saw him scoring a great goal here for me, called the Wilds team, great team. Sold it up from the half back line, shot the ball into the back of the net. Don and Pam, Pam Minan are listening out in Madison, Wisconsin, in the good old USA. We hope, folks, that you're enjoying it. We are. Kerry lead 2-10 to 7 points.
And Daniel Goulding to take this free exactly on the 45-metre line, shooting into a packed canal end with the left peg. Daniel Goulding, has he judged it? The answer to that is a resounding no. He's kicked it right and wide. That's Cork's first wide of the second
half.
Yeah,
that's a very bad wide by the Corkman. I mean, it's in best wishes to 105-year-old Dan Keating. He's listened to our commentary in the Muckross Ward in Tralee General. Dan Keating, my friend, we're thinking about you. I was talking to him during the week, and he says that Teddy McCarthy and Jimmy Barry Murphy were the two best Cork footballers he ever saw. How do you think they'll do Sunday, Dan? He says, I think Kerry will win by 7 points. That's what Dan Keating, 105 years young, Dan. We send you our best, my friend.
David Murphy out for the middle again. Darragh goes high and brings it down. Great catch. He's showing his authority now. On the overlap is the brother Mark, the man that put Jason Sherlock in his backside in the semi-final. This is Paul Galvin. This now is Owen Brosnan looking for his first point of the afternoon. Brosnan, has he judged? Alan Quirk has lost it again. Donaghy again. Oh, it's a top goal for Kim Donaghy, and Kerry will be All-Ireland champions again, and again the goalkeeper's at fault.
Kim Donaghy, the star, Kieran, the star, Donaghy, star, call him what you like. big high ball came in across the face of the goal from Owen Braston, Dr. Croke's man. It dropped in the middle of the square. The goalkeeper went up at the defender, broke the ball down to Kieran Donaghy. "Thank you very much, Mr. Quirk," says Mr. Donaghy, and he tipped the ball with his right leg. He just swiveled around and put it into the back of the net, ran out with the two hands up in the air. What a mistake by Quirk. He was a mistake also for the first goal and the second goal and the third goal. It's now 3-10 to 7 points. Cork's worst nightmare is unfolding on the greensward of Croke Park.
It's a repeat of the 2004 and the 2006 final. Kerry are rampant, and away back there, winning ball is Dara O'Shea, getting it away from Michael Cussell. The high ball, a total mix-up between Alan Quirk and Michael Shields again, and Donaghy in for goal number two. He's on a hat-trick. Killian Young to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan approaching the 45. Yet to score from play. He won't worry one bit in the world if he never scored from play. This is Seamus Scanlon across to Paul Galvin. Has got 1 point so far. High ball again for Donaghy. They watch it, then judge it. He's won it. Down to the gooch. Cullum at a tight angle. This time the referee says, "Kieran Donaghy, you are fouling, my dear man." It's a free out.
Free out, yeah. We won't argue too much about that. One way or the other. Big high ball came in. Donaghy went up, got it. I don't know what he did wrong. Passed the ball out to Cullum Cooper. Gooch was just settling the ball. I don't know what the free was for. I'll tell you the truth. Gooch was turning around to set himself up. Free out, says the referee. But maybe he said to himself, "Donaghy, you're after scoring too much. I'll have to stop this."
I think he felt sorry for him in that occasion, because that didn't look to be free. We saw the replay on the big screen here. Michael Shields across to Graham Canty. We're just gone 14 minutes, would you believe it, in the second half, and Kerry leads 3-10 to 7 points. Yes, 3-10 to 7 points. At cracking, 2 goals and 4 points kicked in the second half to Cork's 1 point. Long ball driven inside. Paddy Greedy keeps it on him. Michael Cussin has it. Michael Cussin gives it outside to 24. Fintan Gould. Fintan Gould is the man outside him. Now it's gone to Pearce O'Neill. The man from Ahada has yet to score. This is Derek Kavanagh. He's yet to score. This is 27. Kevin O'Sullivan. He's just introduced. Back to Pearce O'Neill. Pearce O'Neill across the face of the goal. Is that done to Connor over there? It's broken into the hands of Paul Galvin. And he to Declan. And away goes the Kerry captain, who I will predict in about 15 minutes' time will lift Sam for the second time, and he'll bring it back to his club trumpet. Pierce's Declan O'Sullivan now taking on Jerst Bilan, left, right and centre. Gives it to Owen Braston. Cork won't win this, but Kerry could throw it away. That's the way I'll put it. Here goes Owen Braston. High for the post. Owen Braston! No, just at the right last minute, left it wide.
Well, you say Cork won't win this, but Kerry can throw it away. Well, if Kerry throw away this All-Ireland final, they should never appear here again, ever again, in All-Ireland final, because they're leading 3-10 to 7 points. Cork are completely and utterly demoralised, and the great Billy Morgan, a man who has served so much to Cork, given so much to his time, standing with his hands and his hips, and I'd say he, more than anybody else, is absolutely demented. Pat O'Shea, the Dr. Corkman, he'd be the first Corkman since Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan to train a team to win an All-Ireland in Croke Park since Dr. Eamon in 1962. A big breach worked there. Gary Cork need goals, else.
They need a goal. They're not going to win it in points. You can bet your bottom dollar, as the man says, on that. They ain't going to win it in points. Here comes Jerst Bilan. At this early stage, a cluster of Kerry players got away back in defence. Oh, Pearce or Michael Cussin looked at the ground. He saw the ball passing him in a raid of knots, and Tom Sullivan said, "Leave it go, Mr. Cussin," and the ball went right and wide.
And could you say hello to Brian Carney, Ballyroe Tralee and Paul Inglis Tralee? They're listening to the match in the Gaelic grounds in Sydney. Best wishes from the Carney family. I want to say best wishes to everybody listening on the internet out around, and I want to say hello to our great friends over there in Boston. They're always listening in. The best of luck, lads, because I can tell you Kerry looks like to be on their way to their 26th All Ireland title.
David Murphy, great catch by Scanlon. Seamus Scanlon had it for a while, and he's lost it. Pearce O'Neill has it back there. Now a free. Pearce O'Neill foul. Cork want to get on with it quickly. Bring it up, says the referee. I think he penalised there just for a few seconds. Mark O'Shea, and the way to the goal. Connor took the free. Mark O'Shea got back there, and it's a line ball. I was down before the game started. I had a chat with Jerry Groke, the man from Castlevine, head steward here. And there's another lady from New Street in Castlevine. She's here today. Martine O'Leary, goal for Cork! Goal for Cork, and it's gone in by Daniel Goulding. Daniel Goulding, a high ball, caused problems in the Kerry full back line, and a slight glimmer of hope buried by Goulding.
Yeah, that'll put a better look in the scoreboard for Cork there, I can tell you. But a high ball came across, and Goulding got the ball in front of him, and he turned around, and with the left leg, he hit a low shot past the face of the goal, past Eamon Murphy. He was being pulled and dragged there, but with the left leg, Murphy couldn't get down to it. He was too close to him, and that cuts the gap 1-7 to 3-10. I can tell you 19 points. There are now 3 goals in it. As you said a while ago, Gary, Kerry won't lose. Cork won't win it, no. But Kerry could throw it away. Don't even think about it, as the fella said, for the time being.
And again, I mentioned a girl I met. I haven't been here for years, but she said hello to mom and dad and all at home in New Street. So Martina's steward here, first day working in Croke Park. was a little bit busy. So the Kerry defence a little bit busy. Anthony Lynch is parading through. And Aidan O'Mahony, sorry, it's Paul Galvin, who's getting involved needlessly. And again, things are beginning to boil over here. And no slap thrown or anything, but the referee has gone in there. We should just start them out.
Yeah, there was no fist thrown or anything, but there was a lot of close-in shouldering and the kind of hold me back, let me at him type of thing there. There was players from both sides gathered around there, pushing and shoving and jolting and things like that. I can tell you, Gary, that's a very difficult thing for a referee. The first thing he'd do now is he'd book the first two fellas that got involved, and he might book one of the fellas that came in to get involved when he shouldn't be involved.
Yeah.
But it's a very difficult situation for a referee when you see 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 fellas involved in a thing like that. It's very easy, very difficult.
Well, I think he's calling, he's certainly calling Paul Galvin. Is he calling Derek Kavanagh? I think they're the two. He's gone out having a chat with his linesman in there, first of all, and he wants to get exactly right. And Paul Galvin is staying here, and he knows he's going to be spoken to about this one, and Paul has no problem with it, and he's going over, and if the referee gives him a yellow, so be it. And I'd say it will be yellow to one or two of them in there. Now then, let's see what action David Kodrick is going to take. First man to come to his side is Paul Galvin. Declan O'Sullivan has a word with him. He says, Paul, out you go there, Tim, and out he's gone. And he's calling Paul, and he'll definitely, I suppose, give the yellow card here. Just a little bit of a brief dust-up, nothing too serious.
Yeah, just a little bit of a brief. Yeah. There was nothing serious happened there, really, like, you know. Maybe he'd write to flash the yellow card. But in all honesty, like, you'd see worse things in a Junior's Kerry League match. I can tell you the truth. You know, there was nothing serious. There was no blows thrown or anything like that. Nothing serious. But the ref just keeping a close eye on things.
Paul has got the yellow. Is he calling Derek Kavanagh? Oh, he's looking for a Corkman now. That's his next port of call. In fact, he is going to Derek Kavanagh. So let's see, will he give the card here to the Nemo Rangers man and to the Cork captain? With the way he's writing his into his little notebook, I'd say it's going to be a yellow to both of them, which will be fair enough, and then probably he'll throw the ball in then.
Yeah,
that's a yellow to both of them. So Derek Kavanagh now and Paul Galvin, a yellow to both. And he's going to leave the free go the way of Cork. That's what he's going to do. So it's a free into Cork. And Pat O'Shea might be thinking of a substitution. I think he is.
Yeah, and I think we might see Mike Frank Russell getting a run, Gary, because he's going for his fifth All-Ireland medal. And rightly so, maybe they'd like to see him winning the medal in the field of play.
Yeah, and Darren Howe is in the referee's troubles, or having a little word with the referee out there. So he's gone in, David Goldrick, and having a word with Darren O'Shea. Darren acknowledges, he puts the hand up on the left shoulder and says, all right, ref, I'm sorry about it, whatever it was, we'll forget about it. And
see,
it's yellow.
What he did, he went for one of the men that got involved, that shouldn't get involved.
Yeah.
That's the thing what the referee will do. He'll go to the first two, and then he'll go to one of the players that came in and shouldn't have come in.
Well, that's good refereeing, let's say, by David Goldrick. Sean O'Sullivan will be the first man to be introduced. He won't be in for a second. Darren Pierce O'Neill, and Darren wins it with the one hand, trying to come out the Kerry man. Seamus Scanlon there to help him. Over there as well is Mark O'Shea. Declan O'Sullivan looking for it. And now Killian Young bursting his way out. A coach left Renard at 6 o'clock this morning. They'll be singing going all the way back if Killian wins another All-Ireland. He's won a free out. Sean O'Sullivan is coming in, Weishi, and going off. And I think in a clever substitution is Paul Galvin, because Paul is on the yellow, which is fair enough.
That's right, yeah. Paul is on the yellow, is right. I'm afraid maybe he might be sent off. But Paul Galvin won, like being taken off, Gary, because Paul Galvin was playing well. They should have took off one of the players who weren't playing well. Don't be protecting a player. There was one or two more players out there in the forward line who Owen Brosson isn't having a good game now.
Yeah.
In fairness to him, like, and Paul Galvin was having a good game.
Well, Paul is shaking his head there at selectors and managers, but they'll forget all about that, I'm sure, this evening if they have the Sam. Let's see how far away they are from the Sam. 57 minutes gone. Kerry lead 3-10 to 1-7. Cork need another goal to get back into it. That's a big question, though. Kerry, Mark O'Shea, way down in the attack. Gives it now again to Tomás. From exactly the 45 with the left peg, Tomás has kicked it right and wide. That's Kerry's third wide of the second half. And we've got 22 minutes reaching into the second half.
Yeah, and the game has gone kind of dead now, Gary, since Kerry got that second goal. There's two mistakes by the Cork defenders. The game has gone dead, 3-10 to 1-7, or 19 points to 10, whatever way you want to look at it. And we might see another Kerry sub coming on now very, very, very shortly. But Kerry, the game has gone a bit dead. Cork, they want to come back and get another goal. What they'll be looking to do is to put a better look on the scoreboard.
Good catch by Pierce O'Neill. For the change, he's 1-1. Donegal Connor, long inside for number 27, who, of course, is Kevin O'Sullivan. Cork coming through again. A little bit of danger now creeping into Kerry. Don't say they've gone lethargic. This is Dunico O'Connor, and Dunica kicks it over the bar. That's Dunico O'Connor from Valley Desmond's first score from Pleiwishy, 3-10-1-8.
Yes, indeed, a man who scored so well in the semi-final against Dublin, his first score, took that ball around the middle of the field, he careered through up in front of the Hogan stand, kicking into the canal goal with his left leg over the bar. I want to send deepest sympathies to the family of Jimmy O'Reilly Pettit, great Kerry footballer and a club mate of my own. Jimmy died in Limerick just about 10 days ago, played football with Kildare, also played with my club and played with Kerry, played with Kerry Juniors and played basketball with Kerry. Great athlete, great midfield man, Jimmy O'Reilly Pettit.
Dara wanted a quick kick out from Diarmaid Murphy. Diarmaid didn't get it. Tim and Dara looking for a free off Nicholas Murphy, and the ref didn't give him that either. We'll go back with the action. It's Noel O'Leary. Noel O'Leary had passed the ball into the middle to Kieran O'Connor. Kieran O'Connor now in front of him has 24 Fintan Gould. Fintan introduced the course. Will the substitutes work? Kieran O'Connor going away up, but Killian Young comes tearing out of defence and gives it to Colm Cooper, and away goes Colm. And after it, with him is Sean O'Sullivan. Sean is selling dummies, so is the Gooch, and Colm Cooper wins his free and he'll put it down. Wishy and kick it easy.
He will indeed, but that should be a look out for the Cockman, Gary, because he deliberately caught Cooper and deliberately pulled him back and deliberately stopped him from going around him and scoring a point. The referee is calling the Cock defender over to him now. Michael Shields, and he's taking his name, and that wants a yellow card, because that now was a typical deliberate foul. That's what yellow cards are introduced for, not for incidental things or something that might have been or may have been, but that was a deliberate free. 3-10-1-9, 19 points 11, Kerry leading, and just 24, nearly 25 minutes gone.
And Michael Shields did get that yellow card, and Colm Cooper now, Declan O'Sullivan is going for him. Will he give it quick? He won't. Colm is, I think he's right to have a pop from here, and well, if he doesn't score it, he'll, as the man says, kill the ball and they'll regroup again. Colm Cooper, well within his grasp, kicking the ball high into the clouds of Hill 16 and over the bar, and that's another one from the Gooch, and that makes it my total a goal and 4 points, Rishi, from Colm Cooper so far.
That's right, Ian, two goals for Kieran Donaghy. So the two big inside men, the two inside men of the Kerry team, they have scored 3 goals and 4 points between them. Now that's a great tally in any land's language.
I think it's about time Pat O'Shea brought on a few substitutions. There's 10 minutes to go and I'd like to see a few more coming on. And one coming on anyway, I would think, is Mike Frank Russell. He's about to come in, and again, looking for another All-Ireland medal. Mike Frank Russell out to the middle of the field. Fintan Gould will go high for this. Fintan Gould gathers it. That's Fintan.
Gould is looking good since he came on, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely, he is. He's looking very well indeed. Derek Kavanagh drives alongside for Cusson, who's gone completely out of the game. And that's credit to Tom Sullivan and Aidan O'Mahony, his fellow Rathmore man, taking the tackle from Michael Cusson again and holding possession, and gives a great sensible ball into the middle to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás to Brian Sheehan. The roaming has worked. We talked about it at halftime. We said it mightn't work. Pat O'Shea was right. It has worked. Sean O'Sullivan, high ball inside again for the one man, Kieran Donaghy, looking for goal number 3. Well, he's got 2, and that might be enough. It's a free out. The full back line is... In fact, the referee is going in, and I don't know what he's doing here, but anyway, he's going to give a free out. It was Michael Shields that was fouled there initially.
Yeah, but it was well played by Shields, Gary. He went up to Donaghy. It looked like to be Donaghy's ball. Shields went up very, very fair and came from behind his man and got the ball very well played.
Yellow
card for Donaghy, an incidental yellow card.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that yellow was for, but anyway, he's got a yellow. 61, 9 minutes to go for full time. 1-8 is all Cork have. Kerry have 3-11. Here comes number 2, Michael Shields. Remember, we're looking for back-to-back All-Irelands. Hasn't been done since Cork did it, 89 and 90. Long ball for Kevin O'Sullivan. Kevin O'Sullivan hasn't made a great pile of an impact. Maybe Cork supporters decided the advantage should be given there now. The quick free is taken inside. Nicholas Murphy has it. Nicholas Murphy finds himself in the full forward line. Approaching, there's Mark O'Shea. Gives the ball outside again. And this has gone looking for a score. I think, is this Daniel Goulding? It is. It's gone over the bar. Cork has got one back. Daniel Goulding, Rishi.
Daniel Goulding is right there. He left his right corner forward position. Gone over the big high ball, went in. Nicholas Murphy came out, collected the ball, gave it out to Goulding, and Goulding put the ball over the bar, and Kerry going into juicing their stubs now. Goulding has scored a goal and a point, and Dan O'Sullivan is coming on, and Owen Brosnan is coming off.
Absolutely, Owen Brosnan good in the business this afternoon. Darren Sullivan is in, and Mike Frank is about to come in. So then, will Pat O'Shea give any more runarounds? Let's see. Dermot Murphy again for the kick out. Tom O'Sullivan splits the defence again. Mancussin is sick of it. He's not following him anymore. He's staying around the middle of the field there. Declan O'Sullivan trying to get high for this. Gathered there by now by Daniel Goulding again. He's got a goal of points and been introduced. Maybe Billy Morgan should have started him. That'll be all the ifs and buts. Noel O'Leary going down for this, getting it and getting the shoulder from Aidan O'Mahony. Ball played back here now. Trying to come out. It is Nicholas Murphy. Nicholas Murphy being fouled there by Declan O'Sullivan. Coming out, Darren O'Sullivan there as well. Nicholas Murphy has the free and wants to take the free quickly in the Fintan Wilson Gould in front of him wants it, but he's going to drive it in high for Cusson. Cusson and Tom. Cusson inside again, and then Dermot Murphy leaves his goal, and Dermot has it. Trying to come out, hand passes outside to his left, and who's there? Sean O'Sullivan all the way back there to Seamus Scanlon. They've sorted themselves out in defence. Seamus Scanlon now coming out around midfield, giving it to Dara, his midfield partner Dara. Cross ball and a good ball to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan looks up, he's Declan in front of him, further in has Colin Cooper. 1-4 by the Gooch, 1-2 from playing, 2 points from freeze. And again, he had the freedom of Croke Park and gives it back outside to Dara O'Shea again. Dara with Aidan O'Mahony, he elects to give it to the Gooch. Colin Cooper again, near the sideline. Colin low, this time for Donaghy, gone off his knee, unfortunately this time, and gone left and wide.
Yeah, Dara O'Shea there playing Colin Cooper. Cooper back to Dara O'Shea, and then Dara once again back to Colin Cooper left a nice dinky little low ball, a little daisy cutter into long to Kieran Donaghy. Kieran Donaghy went down to collect the ball, but the ball bounced off his knee, went out wide. 3-11 to 1-9, and I have no doubt we'll see Mike Frank Russell coming in shortly, the man for the banks of the loan, and also Griffin. Tommy Griffin is going to be coming in rightly so. Mike Frank Russell going for his fifth All-Ireland medal, and Tommy Griffin, the Dingle man, he's going to be coming in very, very shortly.
Secretary of the County Board, Eamon O'Sullivan, goes with the instructions to Mike Frank, about to come in. Kerry are about to be crowned All-Ireland champions yet again, inside of Colin Cooper, who has been instrumental in this All-Ireland win. They haven't won it yet, but they're not too far away from it, 6 minutes away from it. Colin Cooper with the greatest of ease, and the genius that he is, strokes it over the bar for his one goal and fifth point of the afternoon.
I could stay watching that man selling dummies and kicking points until the cows come home. And absolutely, he hopped the ball once, pretended to kick with the left, the right came back in the left, and just nice and cool, calm and collected, he floated the ball, he eased the ball over the bar. It's now 3-12 to 1-9, and there is another substitution.
Tommy Griffin
is coming on.
Killian Young is the man who's been called ashore, and as I always said, Young, he's done well, the young man from Renard. And Mike Frank still hasn't been introduced. I'm surprised he didn't put the two of them in there now together, but anyway, the next break and play, Mike Frank will come in. Jerse Balan, the referee's attention has been called, but he can't effectively leave this one go. And here comes that Kieran O'Connor. Kieran away from the cornerback position, gives it inside to Daniel Goulding, or Fintan Gould rather. Fintan Gould into the hands of Darren O'Sullivan. Well done to Glenbeglin Carman. This is Tomás O'Shea. Tomás has Declan with him. Declan wants it. Declan demands it, and Declan gets it. Declan looks up. Anthony Aidan O'Mahony gathers it from him now. Who'll be man of the match this year? My bet is on Colin Cooper. I think it'll go to him. Though it could go to Donaghy. Declan O'Sullivan. He's already got two man of the matches already. He got one in the Munster final. This is Sean O'Sullivan. Will the come on man score? They're scoring it, Will. And the champions are showing that they are the real champions of Ireland.
Oh, lovely point by Sean O'Sullivan, the man from Cremorne. There'll be bonfires blazing down there when the cup comes down during the week. Here it comes. Here comes Mike Frank Russell. And he gets a huge round of applause. The man from the banks of the Lown, who has served his county so well, going for his fifth All-Ireland medal. It's great to see him come on. What a servant he has been. What a beautiful player he has been. Great to see him back in the green sward at Croke Park again. Might be his last ever time for Kerry. I would imagine it would be.
And Brian Sheehan is the man who's made way, and Brian has got two frees as well. We're 4 minutes from the end of the game. 10 points between them. A whopping 3-13 to Kerry, 1-9 to Cork. Well, the bubble burst, and it burst very early for Cork. It burst in the first 30 seconds of the second half when that goal went in from Kieran Donaghy, and Cork haven't come back from it since. Darrow O'Shea gets the ball in his own half-back line, trying to get there ahead of Nicholas Murphy. Free out, says the referee, to Darrow O'Shea, or is it to Tomás? In fact, it's to Tomás.
And well done to John Shuckle, the man who was training the Kerry team. He took over from the great Pat Flanagan, and fair play to John Shuckle. He has them in absolutely superb form, Gary.
He has.
Because Tomás O'Shea came out to the fence there, Soling. You'd think he was only after coming onto the game.
Well, John will be getting himself ready for a county championship action in 2 weeks' time with South Kerry, and of course with his club Renard shortly. Colin Cooper again, left, right and centre, the master of dummies over there to Mike Frank. Will Mike Frank, that shows a little bit of rustiness coming in. Alan Quirk holds it for once in his life. He's in trouble again though, but now he's coming out with it, and he's getting a little bit of the jeers from the Kerry fans. Watch tells us we're 3 minutes away from normal time. Back-to-back victories has been achieved, and Kerry will be crowned champions again, All-Ireland champions. And this time Declan O'Sullivan will go up and lift the Sam Maguire Cup once again. 3-13 to 1-9. A really lopsided second half. High ball. Paul De Greedy keeps an eye on it all the way, and the man from Scatterglen punches it out ahead of Kevin O'Sullivan, and it's a line ball right in front of his here, Weishi, in front of the Hogan stand.
Yes, indeed, Gary, and Cork coming looking for a consolation point. But the Kerry defence today has been absolutely superb.
Absolutely.
They have clammed up like a tin of sardines. They're so tight. Cork just can't get through.
And Declan O'Sullivan again selling dummies, taking on Ger Spillane. Declan has won that battle this afternoon. I would say nearly every Kerry player has won the battle here. Darren into Mike Frank. He'd love to get on the scoreboard, and the crowd would love for him to get on the scoreboard. And now has he? No, just an inch to the left and wide. And Pat O'Shea, great smile in his face now as he's a chat with Sean Gainey.
Yes, indeed. Pat O'Shea comes back to Sean Gainey. Sean Gainey, then, of course, there's two Gaineys. There's Sean Gainey and there's Dave Gainey. Sean Welch, this is last year as county board chairman. He'll be happy going out. It's 3.13 to 1.9. It's 22 points to 12 points, whatever way you want to look at it. Don't miss Terrace Talk tomorrow night from 6 o'clock to 9. It's a 3-hour Terrace Talk. We'll have a power-packed panel talking about all the happenings of today. And we'd be welcome the Kerry team home. And Kerry on their way to their 35th All-Ireland title.
Well, a cousin of mine rang me this morning. She's a Cork lady. I won't mention her name, but I told her it'll be like the Ferrari and the Volkswagen going home. And I said, we'll be in the Ferrari, you'll be in the Volkswagen. And that's the way it's going to turn out. Aidan O'Mahony's gone down injured here, we see.
He is indeed, yeah. And I can tell you, it isn't any time you see the likes of Aidan O'Mahony. There are some Kerry players that if you see going down, you can know that they're in trouble. But there are a few other Kerry players then that if you see going down, you can see that, well, they'll be up there, going to be all right. But Megan Gooding and the doctor have gone out to him, and it seems to be his right hand, his right hand or his right shoulder. That's where he seemed to got a bang here just at the last
nearly take him off now. I think Mossy Lyons is ready to come in, Rishi. So the sensible substitution would be to take off Aidan O'Mahony.
It would indeed, Now the questions are going to be asked, who was the last Kerry man to score two goals in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park? I know that Owen Liston scored three goals in an All-Ireland final here one year, and there was, I suppose, I don't know that Mickey Sheehy scored two goals another day, but I can tell you the man from Aston Stacks has scored two, and they'll be the two easiest goals he's ever scored.
Oh, a dust up has come out of nothing here. Kerry and Cork players surrounded, and there was a few slaps thrown in this one, and the referee done Cork player is Kieran O'Connor. I'm not quite sure who the Kerry player is down on his ground, because Kieran O'Connor is a hold of his throat and he's really buried into the side of Croke Park. Who is it? It's Darren O'Sullivan.
Darren O'Sullivan.
A man you wouldn't
right,
associate
yeah.
with a fight any day of the week.
The linesman is calling the referee, Gary, because it happened away off the ball, and the linesman will certainly have probably watched.
Padraig Reedy's been called a show, Weishi. Again, we'll have to mention the Padraig Reedy's and Killian Youngs of this team, because they've been brilliant this year.
And the reason Padraig Reedy's been called a show now with a few minutes to go, because it gives the crowd a chance. Yeah. It gives the crowd a chance to acknowledge him individually.
Absolutely.
And that's very important. He goes into the history books of becoming the first man from Skapta Glen to win an All-Ireland senior medal. Nice touch by Pat O'Shea to call him off and give the crowd a chance to acknowledge him.
And
well done.
Yellow card being shown to both Kieran O'Connor and to Darren O'Sullivan. There won't be a whole mile more said about it. The watch tells us we're on 35 and there'll be 3 minutes. Can Cork get 10 points in 3 minutes? If they can, they'll draw it. But you have as much of a chance as to see other strange things happening. That's a long, wide ball, and it'll be a lonely road home, for these Cork supporters.
Will. Cork will be very disappointed with their display, Gary, really, in relation to the Munster final, which is the same thing again. Do you know what happened, Cork, today? Any time Cork come into Croke Park to play Kerry,
they buckle.
They just collapse. And the same thing, if you were to sum up the whole thing now today, Cork collapsed in Croke Park for the third time against Kerry. Kerry raised their game in Croke Park against Cork, and Cork did the opposite. That's the third time it has happened. They can't handle the big occasion here against Kerry.
No, Kerry can't. Kerry were out while the Miners were gone at half-time checking the sods. That's how professional they are. Darren O'Sullivan has been brought to the ground by Kieran O'Connor. They're both in the yellow. They'll walk away from each other. But as I say, Kerry came out for a good 10 minutes to look around at half-time in the Miner game. Cork, there was no sign of them. Maybe they should have come out and have a look around, because they would have learned a few things. Tomás O'Shea looking up. There's not a man within 90 yards behind him. Aidan O'Mahony's in front of him. Aidan, man of the match last year. Who'll be this year? It won't matter. There'll be a great night of celebration for the Dublin, or for the Kerry supporters in Dublin. Tommy Griffin goes up, and Tommy kicks it right and wide. That's only wide number 5 in the second half.
Yeah, and the Dingleman knew very well that when he was kicking it was going to go wide, because he's not a forward, he's a defender or a midfielder, one of the two of them, but had given great service to the county. Duke came up and pulled the ball wide, 3.13 to 1.9, 22 points to 12. Kerry going for their, and nearly grasped their 35th All-Ireland senior football title. Very, very close to it now.
Donegal O'Connor drives it long inside for Michael Cusson. He'll got ball 6'7" of him, and he brings it down. There's four Kerry players around him. It's Glenn outside here, and a chance driven a mile wide. by 27, Kevin O'Sullivan, and that really shows the day has not been Cork's.
Yeah, Kevin O'Sullivan blasted the ball wide, and as we tick down to the final minutes of this game, I wanted just to mention how our great friend Gary, the man that you took over from so well, yeah. Liam Higgins, how would he would have enjoyed the game today. He loved to see Kerry beating Cork. He was here this time last year, you remember it well. But he loved seeing Kerry beating Cork, didn't
he? Oh, he did, in fairness. If Liam is looking down today, he'll be proud man of this performance and the goal challenge. It said, should Kerry win? Well, they will win. And it's all over. Kerry are the All-Ireland champions for 2007 by a cracking 10 points of 313 to 19. No complaints by Billy Morgan. He goes over and shakes the hand of Pat O'Shea, and his fellow selectors, a resounding win for the All-Ireland champions.
Great win for Kerry. Very disappointing display by Cork. They collapsed, they buckled, they couldn't handle the pressure. Kerry came out to put two wins back to back. The first team since Cork in 1989 and 90. They just pulverised Cork, and those soft goals put them away completely. And Declan O'Sullivan, the man from Drummond Pierce's, writes himself into the history books. He becomes the first Kerry captain since the great Dick Fitzgerald in 1913-14 to captain two winning Kerry teams in a row. It has also been done by Tony Hanahoe, the great Joe Barrett, John Joe Riley, Sean Flanagan in the Colleran, and the great John Joe Sheehy. He follows in the footsteps of those great men, and a great wave of green and gold supporters swarm down from the stands in Croke Park to engulf their heroes. It's the 35th time Kerry have won it, and rightly and deservedly so. Well done to Pat O'Shea, well done to the two Ganeys, well done to all the backroom team, and well done to the Kerry trainer from down in South Kerry. Well done to every single one of them. They were absolutely superb. John Shuklow, the trainer. Gary, as usual, we've been watching it year after year.
Yeah.
The green and gold swarming across Croke Park. It's an absolutely fantastic sight, and we'll never get tired of it.
Not at all. And they're coming. I wouldn't like to be a steward here and be wasting your time being a steward, because thousands and thousands have now descended on Croke Park, and the green and gold has arrived again. Fantastic. I suppose we could be analysing it, and they will be analysing it, and bisecting it, and dissecting it. Maybe the mistake, and I don't want to be critical on the man, if, you know, he doesn't want to hear it over and over again, but I think Alan Kirk made two vital mistakes. One was the first half came out for Colin Cooper's goal, and the second one when he went to walk him out and left his goal empty, and Kieran Donahue just slotted it home.
He did, Gary, but outside of all that, Josh Bill Anderson to back him, who's a member, left the ball be taken out of his hands too, yeah, in front of the goal there. And generally every time the ball came up, Colin Cooper and Kieran Donahue were in trouble. Now, I did say before the game that I put my money on Colm Cooper being the man of the match. I don't know who's going to get it, to tell you the honest truth. You can be making up your own mind about it. But I thought Colm Cooper was absolutely superb, as was Aidan Mahoney, and as was Padraig Reedy. Dan O'Shea once again dominated around the middle of the field. He was absolutely superb. And Declan O'Sullivan, Paul Gallivan had a great game, Colm Cooper, and Kieran Donahue, they were all absolutely outstanding. But Colin Cooper, who's been so sharp, and he has lit up Croke Park again today. An absolutely superb sight, a wonderful sight. The whole green wave of green and gold coming in front of the Hogan stand underneath us here. To see Declan O'Sullivan, the man from Drummond Pierce's, go up to receive the cup for the second time. The first man to do so, the second time in a row since Dick Fitzgerald, as I said, in 13-14.
Thousands and thousands on the pitch here now. Declan O'Sullivan is up on the Hogan stand, and he's followed up by a host of players. I see Tommy Griffin there, Mossy Lyons, Owen Brosson, David Murphy, Ronan Hussey, Brian Sheehan, Padraig Reedy, Colm Cooper. That's the way they're coming up. Michal Quirk is there, Daniel Bohan, and the crowds, the colourful sight of Croke Park. The Gardaí are under a lot of pressure down there. Nicky Brennan is about to present the cup to the man from Drummond Pierce's, Declan O'Sullivan. Well, I'd like to give my own little club a little mention here, because, of course, we had the honour of giving captaincy. We decided to give it to a South Kerry man. We left that be in the wishes of Pat O'Shea. Pat O'Shea and his selectors. For a while it was Brian Sheehan. Then when Declan returned from Australia, he got his place back. And now Declan is the captain. So there's history everywhere to be made today. First time we've ever met Cork in an All-Ireland final. mightn't be the last, but Cork won't forget this one for a while. 3 goals and 13 points to 1 goal and 9. Quick run through the Kerry scorers. A point for Tomás O'Shea, a point from Aidan O'Mahony, a point from Seamus Scanlon, a point from Paul Gallivan and Declan O'Sullivan. Cullum Cooper with a whopping 1-5, 1-3 from play. Kieran Donaghy with 2 goals from play. Brian Sheehan with 2 frees, and Sean Sullivan with 1 point. Add it all up, you'll get 3 goals and 13 points. Substitutes came on: Tommy Griffin, Mike Frank, Darren Sullivan, Mossy Lyons and Sean O'Sullivan. And from the first day that they met Mayo in the National Football League up in Castlebar, and the first day of the championship, that was against, of course, Waterford down there in Dungarvan. Well, we've been with them all through the good times and the bad times. Great win over Dublin. Maybe a little bit disappointing in a couple of more of the games. Disappointing the first game. And I think Declan might be calling Brian Sheehan up with him. We'll keep an eye on this. So this could be history in the making as well. Certainly Brian Sheehan is the closest man to Declan as I look at it. So it could be a repeat maybe of last year, Weeshie, when you saw Declan and Cullum. Brian Sheehan looks to be called ashore with him, I think.
Yeah,
so
I would imagine, because Brian Sheehan and also Captain Kerry already this year. And of course the captaincy was between the South Kerry men.
Yeah.
And he'd probably...
Here it is! Declan O'Sullivan lifts Sam Maguire aloft to the people of Kerry down in the sod of Croke Park. And the man from Drummond Pearce says it's mine and it's ours again. And a great, great personal performance by Declan. And he'll now hand it, I'd say, to the rest of the team. He'll have a few words himself, whether we can pick it up or not. We'll have a listen to Declan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the collection is fantastic honour for me to stand here and accept this Sam Maguire Trophy on behalf of this absolutely fantastic bunch of individuals. Fellas, who've been your whole life to play football. Fellas, who've passed every question. Fellas, talking about them left out to see them. Disrespecting them. Fellas, who are the parents who are the best.
The goal challenge will be staged in Austin Stack Park next Wednesday the 19th. Be there to see Kerry playing the best of the rest. Declan O'Sullivan, the man from Little Drummond Pearces, receiving the Sam Maguire Cup for the second time in a row. I never ever cease to be amazed at the sight of Croke Park being filled with green and gold, watching their captain receive the cup, bringing it back to the kingdom. The 35th time the All-Ireland has been won. Not the 35th time Sam Maguire has been won. Now we're back to the county championships next year. And what a captain Declan O'Sullivan has been. And well done to the Dr. Croakman, Pat O'Shea, who emulates the great Dr. Eamon Fitzgerald, who did the same thing in 1962. A huge, huge wave of green and gold supporters watching their captain Declan O'Sullivan. It's going to be like old times in Kerry, like it was last year and it was like before. Declan O'Sullivan talking, thanking and praising the people who have brought them there. Cork will be disappointed, Billy Morgan will be disappointed, but sport is a cruel game, and at the end of the day they just were not able to take on Kerry in Croke Park. It was as simple as that.
We have a quick word here, we have a quick word with Ray Silk. Ray, of course, former All-Ireland winner with Galway. Ray, sum up that performance for us.
Well, unfortunately, Kerry were just far too good. You know, there's no two ways about it. Obviously, the 2 goals made it very, very easy. But, you know, the last 20 minutes, the game was over once Kieran got that second goal. So, disappointing for Cork. But from a Kerry point of view, it's number 35. And, you know, you've 35 All-Irelands out of 52 finals. So, tremendous, you know, 2 out of 3. So, just too good. That's about the size of it, you know.
Cork really collapsed, particularly in the start of the second half. That goal didn't help, I know, but they completely collapsed after that, didn't they?
Well, I suppose when you're out there at that stage, you probably know you're a dead man walking, really, you know, so you're on the edge of the cliff and that goal just pushed them over the edge.
Ray, Cork have met Kerry 3 times in Croke Park. It's very evident now that Cork can't match the atmosphere and the tension of Croke Park, and Kerry raised their game. Would that be fair comment?
Yeah, well, 4 times really, I suppose, if you go back to 2002 as well, so look, there was a lot of talk about hunger and stuff, but class, if you take Cullum Cooper there, 1-5, sure, the man was absolutely magnificent. And the Irish Independent picked the best 15 men of the last 15 years yesterday and left Cullum Cooper off it. Sure, it was a pure joke. Like, he scored 1-5, everything he touched practically was brilliant. That bit of class, you don't have it. You either have it or you don't have it. So I wouldn't be overly critical of Cork. They come up against a team, and they have come up against a team that's superior. And when that happens, there's very little you can do about it. But I take your point. Kerry and Cork Park are a queer detail. That's the size of it.
Who was your man in the match? A lot of people, I'm not a man in the match fan myself, but who was your man in the match?
I thought Cullum was absolutely fantastic. Like, he took, okay, Alan Quirk maybe for the goal, but like, he riddled them inside and out and scored great scores. If not, I thought Aidan O'Mahony at centre-back was absolutely tremendous. He has very fast feet. He won a lot of breaks. He picked up a lot of ball. He's a serious player.
Kerry for three in a row.
I hope not.
That's all that matters now. Kerry and all right. This is over and done with.
Well, the big question really will be, if Dara O'Shea goes, there's a big thing there. Although Seamus Scanlon was very impressive today, like, will Dara stay? Has he the hunger for the 33rd year?
Good question.
And listen, Ray, congrats to yourself. Good win in the minors.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We haven't won for a long, long time, so there's a bit of talent there. We stole it. We absolutely stole it. But ye Kerry men know all about things like that.
Ray, thanks very much. There's Ray Self joining us there. Ray, of course, the former All-Ireland winning captain himself. He knows what it's all about. The Kerry players are going through one by one. If I can look down from my perch here in the Hogan stand, I can, and I can see that one by one, Mossy Lyons, Cullum Cooper lifts it high to the clouds. Dermot Murphy's going to get a big round of applause as well. Dermot Murphy hasn't put a foot wrong all year. I suppose we see again, we can be analysing it for the whole lot. We look maybe at the scores by the Cork forwards from play. Only 1 point from Michael Cusson and only one from Donegh O'Connor.
Yeah, I thought the Kerry defence was absolutely outstanding. We kept mentioning that from the word go, in particular Aidan O'Mahony and in particular Padraig Reid. I'm delighted for the Scafter Glenman because he was under pressure the whole way. He had to come out to prove himself. And really, the big disappointment for Cork was Nicholas Murphy in the middle of the field. I mean, he just collapsed, really. He just wasn't up to it at all. And the Kerry forwards, they played as if they can play. They held the ball. Gary, it was the experience, really. They were highly experienced. And you could see that experience coming through there all the time. The experience was absolutely vital.
Yeah, well, Billy O'Shea is with us now. Billy, you watch the celebrations there. Listen, first of all, sum that performance up.
Some second half, Gary. I must say, some second half. I don't think we could have predicted the start that we got. And you know, it certainly laid the foundation for what was, you know, a great Kerry victory and summed up what was a fantastic year for Kerry football. And above all, do you know what? I know there's a couple of players out there like Mike Frank and Dara Shea, are they coming to the end of their tether? I don't know. But certainly, it's a lovely way. If they do decide to finish up, what a way to finish up, by winning in All-Ireland, winning it in comprehensive fashion, and beating one of their arch rivals in Cork. I don't think you could actually add or ask for anything more than getting a victory like that to sign off. If they do to sign off, I don't know.
The key moment for you, Billy, what was it?
Oh, certainly the goal, I think, that Donahue got at the start of the second half. I mean, that turned the game on a sixpence. I mean, it was nip and tuck up into the first half. And that move by Cork that you know, they slipped up when Cork moved out and left the goal free for Donny to score. I think it deflated Cork big time. It gave Kerry that bit of an elevation.
Yeah.
And add all that the great performance by Cullum Cooper, who I thought was absolutely outstanding, Gary. I thought he had a fantastic game. An exhibition of football by him today.
And we mentioned our defence, Billy, all the way through again. All outstanding. It would be very unfair to mention one in particular, wouldn't it?
No, you couldn't isolate one. And you know what? I was delighted that the two young players were given the standing ovation that they got when they came off, because for me, the whole process at the start of the year, and we saw this through the league, was to blood young blood. And we saw it in Killian Young and we saw it in Padraig Reedy. To get those two fellas off the pitch after having a fantastic championship campaign was only testament to the performance that they had. And I thought they were outstanding, in fairness. And it was a nice touch by Pat Shea to that. And to be honest, Gary, I'm delighted for Pat Shea. He got a 1-year contract. It was a job that at the start of the year no one said they wanted. He came in, he changed everything, did a fantastic job. Delighted for him, to be honest.
All right, listen, we're going to hand back to the studio for the moment. We have to head to the Kerry dressing rooms. We'll be hearing more in-depth views from Billy a little bit later on, shortly indeed. But we're going to hand back to the studio. Kerry have wrapped up another All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. They are the champions by a 10-point majority. 3 goals and 13 points to Kerry. 1 goal and 9 points. That's us from commentary. Thanks to Stephen O'Mahony here in sound. Myself and Weishi are going to the dressing room. We hear Billy's remarks a little bit later on. Don't forget that Sunday Sports is on until 7 o'clock this evening. So stay tuned. An awful lot to come between now and 7. For the moment, back to the studio.
Congratulations to the Kerry Senior Football Team. 2007 All-Ireland Champions. From all at Radio Kerry. Live coverage of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final in association with Aherne's Castle Island, Kerry's main BMW dealer.
In the meantime, it's back to Croke Park for some reaction to what we saw, delight around the county, around the country and around the world for Kerry fans, and no doubt a man who enjoyed what he saw in the second half. He called it absolutely on the money at half time, saying that Kerry were the better team, probably should have been a little bit further ahead at half time, but I suppose when Kerry got off to a start that they did in the second half, Billy O'Shea, there was only going to be one winner.
There was indeed, Alan, and it was a start that I don't think anybody could ever predict it. I think the goal by Kieran Donaghy was... I don't think you'll see a situation like that develop for a long, long time, Alan. It was comical to the extent, but at the same time, we'll take it. If it was going to kickstart what was a fantastic second-half performance by Kerry, you know, we will take it. But, I mean, in that second half, I didn't envisage Kerry dominating as much as they did and Cork faltering as much as they did either, but... I suppose if you get off to a good start, it can heighten one performance and it can, flatten another, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, it was reminiscent of the start that they got against Dublin in the semi-final. They had a 1-2, 1-3 blitz there in the first 10 minutes of the second half, and it left Dublin reeling. But Cork were absolutely shell-shocked, not just by the first goal, but the second goal as well. I mean, it was a comedy of errors, first of all, and the second goal, I mean, Donaghy at his most dangerous with the high ball coming in and winning it, and again, another tap-in finish.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about the start of the Dublin game, because that was going through my mind, that Kerry got off to such a great start in that game and still Dublin came back at them and we only won that by 2 points. I was just wondering, were Cork going to come back to the same extent that Dublin did? But obviously they didn't. But it was a worry, because I thought that Cork would have said to themselves, look, they did the same against Dublin and Dublin came back, so we can do the same thing. But it never materialised. I think Cork was just completely shell-shocked. And as you mentioned there about the second goal for Kieran Donaghy, it was a textbook goal in Donaghy's world. The high ball in. He didn't win it cleanly. But I thought his athleticism to actually turn his body the way he did. I mean, if a fellow was 4 foot nothing, you'd say, grand, he was a small fella, he was able to turn quickly. But I mean, for a fella of his height to show that agility in getting the ball into the net, it was a great level of skill, and I hope he gets the credit he deserves, because we all associate him with the high ball, but his general play was quite good, and that was just testimony to the kind of footballer that he is, because the way he turned his body for that goal was... it was a class act, in fairness to them.
We spoke to a couple at halftime about a couple of possible man of the match contenders. There is probably a name that shot up through the ranks there in the second half. One Dr. Croke's player there, Colm Cooper. Outstanding.
There was only one man of the match, Alan, to be honest with you, and that was Colm Cooper. He was absolutely outstanding in this game. He was mentioning it earlier there. I heard him in the commentary. He was saying that... he was buzzing in training and he was flying and he expected a big game from him, which, sometimes can flatter to deceive. Sometimes you could be flying in training and it just mightn't happen on the day. But for him, it happened in an abundance. I mean, he was absolutely on fire. But you could see it from the start. He had a pep in his step. He had that bit of a va-va-voom, if you want to put it like that, about him. He had a swagger about him. He was all over the place and he loved playing that game of football. You could see it in him as well. He was enjoying every moment of the game. A fellow who really looked like he was enjoying his football. And he gave an exhibition of scoring. He got off to a great start, I know, with the goal. But, I mean, you can talk about his skill and his class and all that, but, I mean, he showed great bravery, as I mentioned earlier, in going for that ball, because he had no right to win that ball ahead of two Cork footballers. And I know it went off his fist into the net, but, I mean, he knew where he was going. I mean, that's the class act that he is.